The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
So what?
Today's Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday. You know what that means.
What day is it?
Tuesday.
Today is New Music Tuesday.
Now, Captain America Civil War might be a little hard to follow for those of you who haven't seen the 12 other Marvel movies. But all you need to know going in is that half of the guys are fighting the other half of the guys because of reasons.
I thought today was Tuesday.
Morning. Morning.
Isn't it a lovely morning?
I suppose we should get going.
I always try to start the show big.
Let's go.
What I want.
Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. Hello. Welcome to Tuesday, May the 10th, 6:04.
High today of 78 degrees. It's going to be warm today, guys.
All right. We're going to be standing outside all afternoon.
Bound to happen.
Yeah.
I'm wearing shorts this afternoon. I don't care.
Good.
I'm just gonna do it.
I think you should.
Gonna do it.
If anybody can get away with that, I feel like you can.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
You just say, I didn't know.
We'll test the waters.
I think you should test them.
Maybe they'll send me home.
take a little bit of a swim in there.
Yeah.
Proud of that thought right there.
If they send you home, I'm bringing a pair of shorts.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, today we have to
get
on a bus, Steve-O, and head out. Where are we going?
We don't even know. It's a surprise, guys.
You know, I don't know if I feel comfortable getting on a bus going somewhere that they're not telling me.
Are we making a video yearbook like on Saved by the Bell?
Oh, man.
Is it like that? Steve-O, do you know? He knows.
It's some video thing. It's some video thing that we're doing. I know that. Where? I don't know.
We don't know. Yeah. So it'll be a fun surprise.
Yeah. Cutting into my nap time.
It's okay.
Guys, I got to tell you about my morning.
Tell us about your morning. Please.
Man, where do I start?
I don't know.
First off, I didn't fall asleep till about midnight last night.
Ooh, that's not fun.
The pressure out there is changing or something because my ankles were just killing me.
Really? Dude, it's allergies.
No. Oh,
It's the state.
Now, when the pressure, I can always tell when the weather starts to change and the pressure changes, my ankles, my body starts hurting. You know, I used to play football back in the day. I got a few injuries. Anyways, so I had to get up and walk a lot last night, and I just couldn't go to sleep. And Vader, he was snoring and just rolling around and licking, and he's So finally, about 1:45, I'm said, I'm done with this!
Mm-hmm.
I got up, just going to work. So I get here around 2 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
I forgot to shut the alarm off.
Oh, Dex. How many times are you going to do that when you're exhausted?
This is the second time.
The first time I did it, I finally realized what was going on because I heard it.
Yeah.
And I shut it off. Well, this morning, there was another. You know how the computers around here, they go crazy sometimes? Mm-hmm. Well, I just kind of figured that's what was happening. I thought a computer was just going nuts, and I was listening to music and downloading a bunch of stuff. Well, about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, Jason Mills shows up.
Oh, no!
In fact, I'm dedicating the show to him
Pastor Jason showed up?
No, he did. Really?
He did. He had the emergency phone last night. I feel... Oh, my gosh. So, I'm freaked out because all of a sudden, I hear, Dex? And I turn around, and he goes... You hear that alarm going off? And I just,
Dex, you dummy.
I know. I felt.
Are you
so
serious?
Awful. I felt.
You owe him
so,
a Coke.
I owe him so
oh
much.
Oh my gosh.
In fact, again, I'm dedicating the show to Jason Mills.
That's not a good enough.
This is
campus
show.
Pastor of Calvary Knob Hill.
I'm probably going to pay for their next vacation so him and his family can go somewhere really cool, like
Branson,
you know,
Missouri,
Farmington, New Mexico, or
yeah,
something.
Man, so like, so
that's all I can afford right now.
Happening there,
but yeah. So poor guy had to get out of bed because whoever has the emergency phone, I guess they.
Yeah.
Everybody takes turns.
And don't they live out?
No, he says he lives right down the street from here. I mean, that's what he told me. I don't know if he just didn't want me to feel bad.
They just got a house that's close to, that's all west side, but they're still here for now.
So I kept thinking, I could have swore I shut it off. No, I didn't shut it off. I don't remember anything I did. I don't even remember driving to work this morning.
Dude, you got to start getting some sleep.
Seriously, man.
So he chilled for about 45 minutes, and we talked Captain America.
Oh.
Poor guy.
Of course he did.
He said, you want to just hang out and do the show with us? No, I need to go back and go to
bed. Yeah, because we're here till 5 today, man. Yeah. All of us.
Yeah, well, what a day to do that. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, Jason. I'm so sorry.
He's not listening right
I know,
now,
that's what
he
I said.
Sweet. Totally
when
sweet.
I said, I'm dedicating the show to you, buddy, he's like, I won't be listening.
Yeah.
Oh, fail.
Big time.
Poor
fail,
dude.
Big time fail. How will you make up for it?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I'll figure something out, guys. I don't know.
I feel like you should have to swim in the ocean with sharks.
Something.
Whatever
big.
He wants. I'll
something
do.
Really, really big.
I'll something do something just, special.
Yeah, there. Like that could kill you. It really needs
wow,
to be.
Okay.
It all needs right. to be up there.
Okay. Mm. Oh, well, it's New Music Tuesday. We got a lot to do this morning, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a big show. Just humongous. We'll talk about that after our first new music track.
Yes. Okay. This track is called Waiting from Mars Farrow. She's from New York. She says, hey, everyone. I know it's been a while, but I'm excited to announce my new single, Waiting, is out and about. The song explores the concept of loving someone who feels unworthy of that love. So check it out. It's called Waiting. Tell us what you think at our Facebook, facebook.com/star88fm.
You can also text us, 585-LIVE, New Music Tuesday on Star 88. Mars Farrer. Waiting on
Not
Star
difficult.
88. New Music Tuesday. What do you guys think of it? You can text the show. Steve-O, what is that number?
505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. So far, they've said...
Nothing. Dang, okay. Thieves on Facebook says it's going to be May. She's kind of got that
She does
thing.
Have that May.
But it already is. Good vibe, not the Flash kind of vibe. Keep it. Joe the Nanny says, not feeling this, Barry. And Joe says, Lord, but the artist, Lord.
Hmm.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad, though. That's definitely not a bad thing.
I know. She does the A thing we've talked about. We've made fun of Tam for it.
Yep.
But I don't mind her music at all. I think she's super talented.
Yeah, agreed.
I think she's just waiting for the right single or the right guest spot on some other track, and it's going to be like, psh.
It's going to be May.
Gonna be May.
New Music Tuesday. Facebook.com/star88fm. Go like us. Tell us what you think of the new music this morning. 6:15. Good morning.
High today of 70. Now it changed down to 76.
Oh, geez.
Guys, it already went down 2 degrees.
Let it drop.
High today of 76-ish.
Coming up. Yesterday, Steve-O talked about a high school student in California. She was a Muslim student, and the high school messed up her name.
Slightly.
Yeah. So we got an update on that. A teacher's cat died, so her students did some pretty amazing stuff. We'll find out that half of your friends might not blank. Fill in the blank.
Great.
Whiskey Tango this morning. You don't want to miss. Of course, you can podcast the show if you're driving to work right now and you only get a little bit of it. Hit us up at the iTunes. Hit us up at the star88.fm. Hit us up at the Google Play. You know what today is, guys? Any guesses?
No. May 10th. It is Jonathan's birthday.
Yeah. Who's that?
I don't know.
You know, Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Jonathan Kent.
Jonathan Kent.
Lived on a farm in Kansas.
Uh-huh.
And he raised this alien child as if he were his own.
And depending on your interpretation, he was either like a really cool, like... Like, you know what? Like a rock, kind of solid rock of the family.
Solid, good
or
dude.
He was more like a Kevin Costner-y, like kind of afraid of the world a little bit. Like maybe around the rocket they had a bunker built just in case of the apocalypse. So it just depends.
Yeah. No?
No, today is May 10th.
That's it?
You want to find out what happened on this day?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, sure.
In 1869, on May 10th, America's first transcontinental railroad.
Whoa.
They finished it.
Oh.
The final spike, a golden spike, was put in ground at Promontory Summit, Utah. That golden spike.
Yep. I'm just tired of all these transcontinental conversations, though, you know? To each his own, I guess.
No. It's a different time.
123 years ago, in 1893, the Supreme Court ruled on the case of Nix versus Heaton. It officially declared that a tomato is a vegetable, not a fruit.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. It's good. How old is Bono today from U2?
1,000.
60.
1,056. I was almost.
You're close, man.
Kenan Thompson, SNL star.
Ooh,
pretty funny guy.
39.
36.
38.
Ah!
Guys, we have 255 days left of hope and change. 55 days until the 4th of July.
Nice.
Can't wait. It's going to be great. Isotopes Park? Anyone?
Yeah, July 2nd. Anyone?
What about it?
Anyone?
We'll be there.
What about it?
Doing the evening invasion.
Yeah, we will on July 2nd. And July 4th, we've done this a couple years where we go and watch the fireworks down there.
Yeah.
Epic.
Well, dude, I'm telling you, Freedom Celebration, epic fireworks.
Epic.
It's going to be good.
Man.
Yeah.
Every time, you just think that the finale's happening. And
the whole time?
Yeah, it's just, oh my gosh, this is the finale, guys. And no, it's not. It just keeps going. It's like one giant finale.
I will say this, though. This last year we went to Disneyland and that was incredible.
Yeah.
But I'm actually not a fireworks kind of guy. Because they go, psh, boo. Oh, that was a blue one. Wow. Yeah. Psh, boo. Oh, that was a red one.
Yeah.
And they all just kind of like do the same thing. They all just kind of like pop. And it's like, ooh.
Dang. Why doesn't Steve-O like America?
I don't think he's American.
It does the same thing for like 15 minutes. That's why I was saying Disneyland, because all of a sudden it's like, oh, that one's like Mickey Mouse. Oh, that one was shaped like Tinkerbell. Wow. I don't know how they did that, but yeah.
How do you watch baseball?
Yeah. What?
How do you watch baseball? It does the same thing for 10 minutes or whatever you just said? How do you watch baseball?
Thank you.
Because, guys, it's a sport. It's a sport. My son getting started on the bump tonight.
What do you think he's going to do this time? I don't know. I bet he's going to throw it at that guy squatting. Oh, my gosh, he did. But that other dude blocked it. Did you see that? He blocked it.
Yep. Man, and fireworks. Last year, remember the first drone flew through a fireworks show. Remember that?
Oh, no. Yeah.
It was so epic.
That was pretty epic.
That was awesome.
I don't support drones.
I enjoy 4th of July at the Jeter household because it's always, like, we have fun. So, FYI, 4th of July is always fun.
What do you guys buy, grocery store fireworks?
We have to be at Isotope
No, that's
Park.
July 2nd. So, July 4th, we can still actually be at the...
Good.
At the, no, but I live in a neighborhood where apparently everyone goes to, like,
Nebraska or Mexico. And so all of a sudden, by the end of the night, there's like seven ghetto birds just flying around our neighborhood.
Yeah, West Side because is just it's amazing crazy. For fireworks shows.
I'm telling you, it's insane. Yeah. Our neighborhood is crazy.
Yeah, we've gotten invited to a couple different households over the years on the West Side. And man, yeah, on the whatever block you live on, they all gather around.
Yeah.
And the neighbors have put money in a pot and they just went out and bought some epic fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy. Right.
I'm down with that.
It's crazy.
Skip it out, bapple bop.
Get your lawn $80 chair. It's what?
It's $80 a person.
I'll watch from my house. Live by the mountain. I can just see everything going off at once.
Dude, speaking of fireworks, I got to talk about something. I don't know what to do. My son is 3 years old, and his name is Brody. And he...
Brody.
Is the king.
King Brody.
He obviously just had surgery, so once again, thanks to everybody who's been praying for him. Mm. In a sign that he is doing much better, yesterday I got off work and went home, and you know the boys were still in school, so it was just me, Chrissy, and Brody, and we don't get a lot of just Brody time. So his character has just been shining lately. And we're sitting at the table, and all of a sudden he goes, the ladies are back. Exactly like that. And I said, what? And he said, don't talk to me. I got to go talk to the ladies. And he opens the sliding glass door and walks outside. And Chrissy goes, come here. And so, like, we walk over to the kitchen window. And there's these girls hopped up on the cinder block fence, like, on the wall, like our next door neighbors. And it's kind of up high, our next door neighbors fence, because the way that the, like, road is structured, we're on the corner of the street. And it kind of, like, escalates up, you know. And so, like, so they're, like, high up. And all of a sudden, I just hear Brody go, ladies! Ladies!
That kid's out of control.
Hi! Ladies, what are you doing? There's like three 10-year-olds, you know what I mean? Just like the neighborhood girls just chilling on the
bench. Are those the one that built the shrine or whatever?
No, next door neighbor like this way,
like
to the west of us, and they're just hanging out, but they're not paying attention to him.
Poor
and he
Broads.
Is not relenting.
What?
Ladies, I'm talking to you, ladies. Excuse me, ladies. Ladies! And I'm like, hey, maybe you should ask their name. Maybe don't call them ladies. But he's like, stop it! Like, he would get mad at me. Stop it! I'm talking to the ladies! Ladies! And I'm like, where did you get this from?
Well, I think I could make a
wild ladies!
But he's like, Jack and Luke were kind of shy. You know what I mean? Like, they would interact with people, but it was not until they were comfortable. This dude will just approach random people. You know what I mean? It's like the oddest thing to me. And he's just trying to talk to the ladies.
That's awesome.
Just trying to get their attention.
Brody to the max, I tell you.
Brody to the max.
No, it's Brody.
Brody to the max.
Brody to the max. That's what she said.
Brody
to the max.
Brody to the max.
That's right.
Brody to the max.
This is Brody to the max.
The kid's out of control.
He is pretty out of control. I love it.
Yeah, I have a Brody in my household. His name's Landon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Vader. I'm like, he's pretty crazy. Always on the couch.
Vader is, sure. But no, Landon is much like Brody. I mean, just some of the things that come out of his mouth sometimes, you just go, what? Where did you get that from?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you watch a lot of YouTube.
See, Brody's three. He doesn't watch YouTube.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, you think he doesn't.
Where did he get the term ladies? Excuse me, ladies.
Little do you know, I'm subscribed to Brody on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he has like a million followers.
It's unbelievable.
What would you do as a parent if you found out that maybe, I don't know, your 6, 7, 8-year-old kid had a YouTube channel?
Was like a YouTube star?
Was a celebrity.
And you had no idea.
No idea.
Oh,
what's
man.
A YouTube?
What would you do?
I love that. There's a reference on one of the episodes of The Office where Michael Scott says, I need to call the YouTube people and get them to come down here and film this. That's what I think a lot of like older people probably imagine YouTube is.
Right.
It's like some TV company on the internet.
Gosh.
Good morning.
Starting Brody's YouTube channel, stat. We're going to make money, guys.
You guys can call us at 338-3700. The live line's open at 585-LIVE. Coming up. Man, you don't want to miss Cooking with Eloise May. Wow.
Again?
Well, you missed it yesterday.
Yes, please, please, please.
You don't want to miss it. We have a new cooking feature for you guys.
Also, a Florida man finds something 2 days later that's kind of ridiculous.
All right. Good morning, Stormy. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hello, everyone.
Okay.
It's me, Eloise May. Here from some electric Eloise recipes. I got my friends here. Welcome into studio. Dexter Tooth and Steven Jeter.
Thank you for having us.
What is happening?
So, found out that over in the UK, there is a much-loved recipe. You might know it here in the States as the chocolate crunch. But we like to call it the chocolate concrete over in the UK. Or as they would say, chocolate concrete.
That wasn't even close.
So we're just going to go over the recipe
sounds
today.
Sounds amazing. How do you make that?
All right. Well, we're going to start off with the basics.
I don't know what's happening.
You need 160 grams of butter.
Oh, my gosh. We are going to die.
Oh, really?
I love butter.
For what I usually make, that's nothing. That's like a fourth portion here in the South.
You're speaking my language.
All right. We need one egg. And, Dex, I'm going to hand this. Go ahead and start mixing that egg. Right. Crack it.
Wait, what is this?
Mix it. Use that right there. That's good. That's real nice.
What is happening?
All right, now, Steve-O, huh? I need you to get 225 grams of self-raisin flour.
Okay.
Can you just mix that in over there?
Okay, just whisk it? Or yeah. I don't know what it is.
Oh, good. Okay.
Steve-O.
Okay.
Seriously?
Sorry. Sorry.
Now, here it is.
I don't
the physical properties and density and strength of the chocolate concrete are determined in part by the proportions of the three key ingredients. You got water, cement, and aggregate.
What's that?
All right. Now, old rule of thumb here. You're going to put in your cement first, then your flour and your eggs, followed by sand. Mix in the gravel by volume.
I just don't think this is correct.
There you
guys.
Go. Hey, Steve-O, get away from the oven. Can
I'm
you back
sorry.
It up?
I don't think we're doing it right. It feels wrong.
What was that? The refrigerator
is on fire.
Seriously?
I don't know if my leg is supposed to be on
Let
fire.
Let me wave at it here.
Can someone call a paramedic?
Okay, hang on. Oh my gosh. I have been reading from a concrete recipe.
That's what I, okay.
And not a chocolate.
Oh, okay. That
well,
was,
you know
well,
what?
That
Let's
was
go
bad.
To commercial. All we'll right. come back and we'll get started on it again. Thanks for joining Eloise's Electric Recipes. God bless y'all. Be healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump already naming New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to lead his transition team.
William Shalit, the actor, has died.
Steph Curry will be named MVP again.
The nationwide price of a gallon of gasoline jumped 9 cents over the past 2 weeks.
Severe weather parts of the U.S., including Texas and Oklahoma, Arkansas and Louisiana, as they clean up tornado damage in Colorado.
In New York, it's just a test. They're releasing a harmless gas into the subway system. The Department of Homeland Security will track how it moves so they know more if there is ever a bioterrorism attack.
A Mississippi law allowing opponents of same-sex marriage to deny service on religious grounds is now being challenged in court by the ACLU as a violation of the constitutional right to equal protection.
Lawsuit filed by the state of North Carolina against the U.S. Justice Department accuses the federal agency of baseless and blatant overreach in its challenge to the state's controversial new law that eliminates protections for LGBT people.
636.
High today of 76 degrees.
Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. Stocks over 600 new and used vehicles for you to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers. Petrie Buick GMC, located on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall. Petrie Kia, located on Eagle Ranch Road down from the Cottonwood Mall. You can shop 24/7 online at PetrieBuickGMC.com and PetrieKia.com. Tail?
Yeah.
Let's set the road. Traffic.
I was wondering if you were going to want to look at them. No accidents to report right now. Lots of road construction. I didn't see any craziness on the way to work this morning. I was happy about that. Anyway, that's your look at traffic. Traffic!
Thanks for joining us, Starmy, on this New Music Tuesday. We play some new music. You tell us whether we should continue to play that band or we should get rid of it.
Never play that band, you're gonna get rid of them.
Need your feedback. 505-585-LIVE. You can text us. You can also go to Star88FM on Facebook. Let's jump into our next track.
Okay, everyone.
This is the brand new song from your boys in Forking and Cutlery. They actually have a movie. Which one is it? Is it the one that's in the movie, Steve-O, go.
Joel
Smallbone, starring in a movie called Priceless that's releasing later this year. It's about a dude that sells these two chicks into I shouldn't say it like that, but yeah, he sells these two girls into sex trafficking and then has this crazy major life change and realizes he has done the worst thing and tries to get them back. Wow. And it's supposed to be pretty good. Yeah. We have friends that filmed out here last summer. Lots of friends involved in the production, so I know we're all stoked about actually seeing that movie. But until then, to tide you over, this is the single from the movie soundtrack and a brand new song from For King and Country, So We All Win. It's called Priceless. Tell us what you think about it at our Facebook.
For King and Country.
That's good.
I like how you said that dramatically.
That
For
was
King
very,
and Country.
Yeah.
Epic. Just epic. That's all I can say.
I didn't even mean to wear my hoodie this morning. I had no idea we were premiering a new song.
Mm-hmm.
Joel gave this to me. Shirt off his back. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of guy he is.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, I haven't even watched it. It still smells like him.
What do you guys think of that new For King and Country song? I thought it was pretty good.
So far, people are digging it.
That's like the big hit of their show. Because they tell the story, and it's like, tonight we're going to do something amazing, and here's these bracelets, and we're going to like rock it. Am I right? Right. And then here's the song, and then they do it, and everybody's bawling. Yeah. It's like, we did it.
That's also the song they performed on The View.
Nice.
Apparently they are Candace Cameron Bure's favorite band.
I'm telling you, man.
They're pretty good. That night we got home from that concert, my wife and daughter, first thing out of their mouths when I got home, did you bring us a bracelet?
No.
Aww.
But July 2nd, they can get one.
July 2nd.
There you go.
Boom.
That's what I'm saying.
They'll be here. I'm excited.
Evening with those guys and the morning, Evening Invasion.
Yeah, we'll be out there broadcasting, hanging out, doing the show. I will say this, man. Those guys are performers in a way that few bands are. Mm-hmm. We saw them perform the day that they were on The View. They flew from New York City all the way to Rio Rancho just to be there for that show that night. And they still knocked it out of the park. Yeah. It's incredible the energy they have. I just couldn't imagine. So
good.
Good job. Good job, them guys.
Good morning. 6:43.
High today of 76 degrees.
Traffic. No accidents to report on your road right now.
Goody goody.
Have a good trip. That's your look at traffic.
Goody goody. Let's do some news.
I was really enjoying that song.
Sorry, man.
Well, it's okay.
The show must go on.
There's a pro skater. He's calling out Albuquerque.
Dude.
He's getting Albuquerque's getting attention from a famous professional skateboarder in this world.
Can officials say
it's sending the wrong message? We have a clip.
No.
Play the clip.
With more than 390,000 views.
It's pretty cool.
And nearly 10,000 likes on Facebook.
He's like a legend.
This video popular pro skateboarder Tony Hawk shared is spreading fast. If you have a skating bucket list, I recommend putting Indian School Ditch near the top, he wrote in a post about the video.
It's super, super cool.
But it's not so cool when you talk to public safety workers.
Ditches are devastating.
The Albuquerque Fire Department says this is a bad idea, and year after year, we've seen why.
1, 2, 3, up!
AFD says flash floods can happen at any time. It might be raining somewhere else before this turns into this.
The sounds in this are horrible.
Yeah, it's so really bad.
So bad, but it might be unsafe because of this.
Our boy Asher was there. Just hanging out.
Yeah, I jumped on Facebook, I think right when it was going on, because there was people going live on Facebook, and then I followed Tony Hawk on Facebook and saw him.
Yeah.
He posted the video where he was shooting down the ditches, Indian school.
Ditches are deadly. Watch out for the witch.
Yeah.
She doesn't like skateboards.
The skaters got to meet Tony Hawk, and that was pretty cool.
That's legit, man.
That's really cool.
So
the Michael Jordan of skateboarding.
He's saying that it's a great place to skate, and then city officials are being like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, I don't know how many years ago, we had Tony Alva on the show, which he's a legend when it comes. I think, in my opinion, he's better than Tony Hawk, because he's one of, like, the legends.
You're a weirdo.
He's one of the legends. And he said that...
Where's his video game?
Look it up. It's on it.
She got a video game?
He
was
said
featured
that
in Tony's.
The best place in the world is the Indian School Ditches.
Really?
Because think about it. It's all the way to the mountain. It starts at the mountain and goes all the way down.
Yep. That's also how bears come down from the mountain, actually. That's real. Mm-hmm. That's how, you know, that bear attack that happened on campus here when Teo and I had to kill that
bear.
That's
true.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
With our bare hands.
No.
That's how I got down here, was through the ditch.
Yeah.
It just rode
the ditch. that's how kids and, you know, adults die every year from getting, they drowned in the ditches because of flash floods. Yeah.
Okay, so they're saying, wait, I don't understand.
So the skaters are saying, dude, this is bomb.
Yeah,
dude,
I get all that. What I'm saying is the major warning is because of flash flooding.
Oh, yeah.
So do people just not realize that it's raining when the water is hitting them from the sky?
Well, see, but here's the thing. It's like sprinkle, 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 and then it hits.
Yeah, like, so you couldn't you just like sprinkle, 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 I'm getting out of, I'm going to stop now?
Yes. Yes, you could, but most people don't do that.
What?
I know.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
I you know what? Albuquerque, you're terrible at weather. You can't understand it.
They can't drive.
And you've given yourselves a representative named Ron Ketty, who's not helping you.
I don't know about that.
I do. I mean, I do. We've got city officials warning against flash flooding because apparently people don't understand when it starts raining.
Yeah.
And then, heaven forbid, you're in a car when it starts raining out here.
Yeah,
people
true.
Lose their mind. They're like, what is this? Is this a steering? Am I in a car right now?
Yeah.
Wait, am I driving?
People don't know how to drive when it gets a little wet outside.
Truth.
Come on, folks. Okay, next. Keanu Reeves dealt with a fan.
Oh.
A crazy fan who thought The Matrix was real. The downside to being a famous movie star is that it brings out the crazies.
Mm.
The LAPD is looking for a guy who contacted Keanu Reeves last year because he thinks The Matrix is real. Back in October. Whoa.
Wait.
Am I supposed to take the red one
Hello,
or the blue?
Neo. You know who this is.
I've got two pills here. One is
I've been looking
Benadryl.
One I don't know if you're ready to see what I want to show you. But unfortunately,
I don't
you and
know
I have
which one tastes
time.
Better. One has an
they're
outstanding
coming for you,
grape
Neo, and
flavor.
I don't know what they're going to do.
And one will knock you
Who's
out with a cherry
for?
Punch.
Who's coming for it?
Hey, don't you make fun.
So,
we were debating on whether or not it's time to show the kids that one. And I'm like, maybe I need to watch it again before they...
Yeah.
Because 10 and 12, it's a little young, right?
So back in October, the man put a FedEx envelope in Keanu's mailbox with a cell phone number in it and a message that said, quote, I will call the cell provided tomorrow. We need to meet as I have already started building the new world. Hashtag Master Builder.
Wait. Like the Lego movie?
Yes.
Did he think he was in the Lego movie?
Maybe so. It's not clear if the man had contacted Keanu since, but he knows where he lives, and he's obviously not all there. So I'm not surprised Keanu would take it seriously. And I want to say to this guy, hey, Have you not seen that video of Keanu Reeves going nuts on that shooting range?
Yeah, right.
You're crazy.
What are you thinking, dude?
Right,
yeah,
right.
This is your plan? Yeah. Bad plan.
Yeah, Morgan, Keanu is John Wick.
Morgan Freeman would be going, and your plan?
Just crazy, man. Just nuts.
Your plan is to blackmail this person?
He is Ted Theodore Logan. He is the greatest actor of all time. Yeah. You know?
He's a great quarterback.
Yeah. Number 9, Johnny Utah. Mm-hmm.
A world-famous TV dad has passed away. Oh. Character actor William Shalit has died at the age of 93. He played the dad on the Patty Duke Show, and he was tons of other things. You'd totally recognize his face. In fact, he was on CNN this morning, and I recognized his face, but I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, he's pretty famous.
Yep. Okay, residents of Dulce?
Or Dulce.
Is it Dulce or Dulce?
I say Dulce. Cabana?
They claim UFOs and Bigfoot have been spotted in the era.
Oh, yeah. This is real, guys.
When most people think UFOs and the unexplained in the state, they turn to Roswell, New Mexico. But instead, residents of a tiny town in northern New Mexico say they've also seen strange stuff. The Santa Fe, New Mexican reports that residents of Dulce or Dulce, I don't know, Che, says a small town on the Jicarilla Apache Reservation. Sorry, everyone. Say they've seen flying saucers, UFOs, and fast-moving lights moving back and forth in the sky. And one resident says he's been tracking Bigfoot. Legend says space aliens are working with the U.S. government at the so-called Dulce Base. Dulce Base. Underneath the flat-topped Archuleta Mesa, a mountain that overlooks the town. The town has been featured on History Channel's UFO Hunters television show, and employees at the town's casino and hotel say they get visitors who are in search for UFOs.
A lot of people don't know this, but New Mexico is the home of Area 52.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty solid.
What?
It's on YouTube.
There's no Area 52.
Look it up. It's on YouTube.
No.
Yeah, no, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
I watched it. Area 52.
No.
That's not real.
Yeah. No, it's...
Yeah, it is, Steve-O.
It's real.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
The other secret site.
Hey, speaking of, real quick PSA for all those bombing the Indian school arroyos. It doesn't matter if it's sprinkling on you or not. What can happen is if it's raining east...
Yeah.
It'll still flood to the west and pour down. So it doesn't even have to be sprinkling on
us. We can't use
us.
Our senses and be like, what is that sound?
Yeah.
Sounds like water coming this way.
No, dude.
Yeah. Thank you. Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, I got my tinfoil hat on, man.
Good.
I don't want them to hear me, man. Dulce.
Yes, Dulce. I got bad news, man.
In there.
They just heard you.
Yeah.
No.
Yep, they're listening.
Yep.
He had to hang up.
Yeah, cool. Of course he did.
One more.
One more news item. Sci-Fi Channel is doing a show called Krypton. It's been ordered to pilot. That does not necessarily mean we'll see the show.
Right.
But it's Sci-Fi Channel, so we'll probably see the show.
Yeah, Sci-Fi, I don't think they put out a really good product. I'm sorry.
I don't apologize. It's true.
Sci-Fi is getting into the Superman business. The NBC Universal-owned cable network has handed out a formal pilot order to Superman prequel drama Krypton.
That would be... awesome.
The project is set two generations before the destruction of the legendary Man of Steel's home planet, so you're going to be following Superman's grandfather, whose House of El was ostracized and shamed as he fights to redeem his family's honor and save his beloved world from chaos.
Dude, I'll tell you what, I couldn't put my finger on why Man of Steel was so great and then Batman v Superman was so bad.
Yeah.
And we watched Man of Steel over the weekend, and I was reminded that a lot of the cool stuff was Krypton.
Mm.
I loved all of the stuff with Russell Crowe. He was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at all that, I was, oh, okay. Because there was a focus on Superman. It was just different because he was so bad in this one. Sorry.
That's your opinion.
Yeah, it is my opinion.
I liked him.
Of course you did.
I like Batman better, but whatever. No.
You're a simple friend.
You like it a Batman.
Yeah. I kind of feel like you called me dumb right there.
Okay.
No,
somebody gave me a pronunciation.
I like the simple things.
Yeah. It's Hikaria. That's the name of
Hikaria.
Hikaria. That's Hikaria. The name of that mountain. Thank you texter for helping me out.
Jacarilla.
I don't know how to pronounce. As New Mexicans apparently don't know how to understand weather, I do not understand pronunciations of certain Native and Spanish names around here.
Isn't that Jicarilla?
It's Jacarilla.
This guy says Jicarilla.
Okay.
Right? Is that
like
what you're
reading? Hike?
You're
yeah.
Looking at
yeah, he does, but I'm like, it is?
Jicarilla.
Okay.
Okay. That's your news for now.
Jicarilla.
Okay.
Now it's Italian.
Jicarilla, you come to our town, you eat the pasta.
New Music Tuesday continues. We want you guys' feedback, so when you hear the new music, text us, 585-LIVE. Hit us up on Facebook. When we come back, we have an update on the Muslim high school girl.
Dude.
They totally butchered her name. I mean, just completely.
According to the high school, there was a typo when they misspelled Bayanza Leaf as Isis Phillips.
All right. We'll update you on that. Hang out with us.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. All is well. We're back with The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Good morning.
Oh, hi.
This morning's show dedicated to my friend,
Jason Mills. Oh.
No, not you.
Dude, he's asleep. Quit dedicating
Pastor
the show
Jason
to
Mills means so much to me. I mean, we go way back.
Nope.
I mean, we've known each other
to
for
3 a.m.
many, many years. And, man, I don't know what I'd do without you, Jason. So thank you. Dedicating the show to you, buddy. 7:09.
High today of 76 degrees. Traffic. Okay, so check it out. We've got an accident in the left lane's block, I-25 North at Bobby Foster Road. Also, a little south of that, disabled vehicle in the left lane's block, I-25 North at Isleta Boulevard. You guys watch out. There's tons of stuff going on, tons of road construction and whatnot. So be on the lookout. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
Live line is open. You can text the show at 585-5483. 585-LIVE. Tell us what you think of the new music this morning. You can also go to our Facebook page at Star88FM. Let's jump right into it, boys.
Let's do it. This is a brand new song.
Come on now.
From 10th Avenue North. And it's from their, I guess, yet-to-be-determined release. Mike Donahue, when he was in town for Easter, told me that this was the first time they had just gone in and recorded a single, and they hadn't yet started working on the full album. So this is a song to itself. It's called What You Want. Brand new, 10th Avenue North.
Brand new music from 10th Avenue North on New Music Tuesday. What are they saying about it?
It's a little different for those guys. What did you two think?
It was different.
Share your opinion.
I think the audience. Donahue's a rad dude, and he understands good songwriting.
I agree.
That's what I think.
It really didn't do anything for me. I didn't feel any goosebumps or anything.
Victoria says, I love them. Need to hear it more to see if it's one of my favorites, but I love their stuff.
Okay.
So maybe it's a grower.
I'm like we'll super see. Down with like Warn and Love Is Here and those like emotional tracks they do that just punch you in the throat.
Sure.
And this seemed more of like a One Republic up, fun, mm-hmm. gonna make a gajillion dollars song.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great. It's a great song.
Star 88 FM, Facebook, 585 Live. Good morning. Oh, man, alive. It's going to be a good day, guys. It's going to be a good day out there.
Real good day out there.
Hey, just a reminder, we got that podcast. We only get a little bit of the show every morning.
We have a podcast?
Yeah, we do. It's like number 4 on iTunes.
In all of the podcasts, it's number 4. Take it to 3. Just download it more.
That's what I'm talking about.
Subscribe. Hey, what's your budget, bro?
What's your budget?
We're trying to figure out if that's a new millennial phrase.
Oh, yeah, you need to Google that.
How
so many Google it.
Yeah.
Tell them the story.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting there, sitting there at home, and Landon gets home from school. And, you know, his father want to say hello to my son. So I say, son, how are you today? And he goes, what's your budget?
And he walked off like Justin Bieber.
What's your budget? Just kept walking. And I just said, wow, Mike, that, okay. All right, well, all right.
Apparently it's a very important question.
What's your budget?
I got six reasons to answer the what's your budget question. Did you answer his question?
No, I didn't.
Oh, great. You froze?
I'm glad you didn't.
I didn't know what to do.
No.
Here, I'll have to go to a website.
But the way he said it, he sounded really cool. Yeah. And so I just kind of went with it and watched him walk away.
For the most part, it's saying that budgets are plans, like spending plans, sure. Sales plans, marketing plans, right? So maybe we'll Landon was just asking what the plan was for the day. And you failed him because you stared at him blankly and you were like, huh?
Yeah.
What did he end up doing for the rest of the day?
What did he do? Did he make another YouTube video?
Played some basketball with friends outside.
Oh, man.
We watched the Warriors win last night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stephen Curry is back. And it was a good time. I mean, he didn't mention it again. I mean,
okay. Well, of course he didn't because your budget was nothing. You had zero in the love bank, man.
It's true.
Well.
$0. He couldn't make a withdrawal because your balance was zero.
Zero!
Hey, FYI, apparently there's a pretty decent wreck somewhere near Unser and Coors.
Really?
Traffic!
I don't know.
Why is it not showing up? Okay, I see where the congestion is happening, but we don't have a little diamond for the wreck. So apparently, is it eastbound?
I-40 backed up.
Okay.
Really bad.
I-40 is backed up around Coors. And don't forget, there's an accident and the shoulder's blocked. I-25 north at Bobby Foster.
Mm.
It's backed up south of that, too. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. We just take a live look at our traffic cam, courtesy of Chrissy Jeter taking the kids to school today.
Thanks, Chris-o!
Traffic!
Oh. I don't know why that was so funny. I think I laughed because Dex really laughed. It was like, oh, that was a real laugh.
Don't ever do that.
We have an update. Steve-O?
Thank you, Joseph.
You like that?
I loved it.
It's pretty good.
I feel like I need to speak like a news guy.
Thanks, Joseph. All right, tonight we've got an update from a late-breaking story we reported yesterday.
Can I have that news again? All right.
Thank you, Joseph. As reported yesterday, a Rancho Cucamonga student mistakenly named Isis in her high school yearbook broke her silence yesterday evening. Bayad Zalif Jr. at Los Osos High School, according to the yearbook, went out to about 300 students named her Isis Phillips. Zalif spoke out from the headquarters of the Council on American Islamic Relations, which is a group who wants a full investigation done. Quote, for something like that to happen to me, and the name Isis to be used for me, knowing what it means for Muslims, it really hurt, end quote.
Well, I'm very sad because of what happened. I'm very embarrassed. For something like that to happen to me and the name Isis to be used for me, knowing what it means as for Muslims, it really hurt. I can't assume for now until the fair investigation starts, but it's very coincidental that that happened. Obviously, this is something that needs to be have attention for. I don't want it for my selfish needs. I want to stand up for everybody from my race and religion, anybody from not my religion that has to go through discrimination.
Did I mention she was like from LA? Like, totally like. It could have been a coincidence. The school district said there was a student at Rancho Cucamonga High School named Isis Phillips, but she transferred earlier this year. School officials also confirmed Zalif was not the only person on two different pages to have the wrong name under their picture. Quote, we are at this point involved in an investigation on how this could occur.
Just stop. Yeah, it's just...
Wicked DJ Steve-O in the place to be.
Oh,
we
man.
Got the beats.
What? Why are you messing it up?
I'm sorry.
Good gosh. Listen to this.
Yeah. That's actually
that's good, man.
Good. I feel like that's going on in my head right
how
now.
How did you get so far ahead of it?
I don't know.
You jumped way up in there.
I just got really
like,
excited.
Hey.
I just got so excited. I just ramped it up, man.
All right, so just here, the update really is that there's more students that this happened to.
More students this happened to, and allegedly there was a student at Rancho Cucamonga High School named Isis Phillips. I already said all this, Dexter. I don't know why I need to repeat it again.
Well, I didn't. I wasn't paying attention because of that voice you were doing.
No, well, speaking in I'm tones. Sorry. It was... What? Mm-hmm. It was perfect news
like,
anchor.
I feel like you need to do it over again because I just, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. A Rancho really Cucamonga student we talked about yesterday.
Well, no, you don't really have to.
Okay.
I was just saying. Next Some time, students, use your own voice.
In fact, a lot of the students are saying they think that this mistake, is being blown out of proportion. The yearbook is notoriously known for mixing up names, making mistakes, said one student at the school. Obviously, it's an issue that Zalif takes seriously. They're frustrated.
Okay, well, if there really is a student there named Isis Phillips,
right?
Then that okay, I can jump on board
now.
With that.
Now we can understand, like, oh,
yeah,
they weren't making fun of terrorism gotcha. And Wilson Phillips collectively.
Right,
there really was someone.
338-3700.
Just hold on for one more day.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Joey Rickison.
Hey, buddy. No, wait. What was your
Duke
name the other
Sky
day?
Duke Skytalker.
That's it. Duke Skytalker.
Duke Skytalker.
You just need to get me some, like, a music that whenever I call, it starts playing a Star Wars song.
Ah.
Star Wars.
All right.
Star Wars.
Let me see. See what I can dig up here for you. All right. What do you think of this one right here?
Is that good?
You like that one?
Yeah. Is that good? What are your thoughts on terrorism?
Inappropriate.
What are you talking
Steve-O
about?
Rex?
That's what we're talking about.
Steve-O Rex? Hey,
yeah.
Steamboat Rex? That's messed up.
Steamboat Rex?
Yep.
Female.
Oh. Female?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's good, man.
Joey.
It's good.
Joey.
Thanks, Duke Skytalker.
I mean, Duke Skytalker. I'll find some music for you, so the next time you call in, it'll be epic.
Okay. Tell Steve-O that his ramping was bad.
Yeah.
Yes. My ramping was
Your ramping
terrible.
Was terrible.
Duke Skytalker says your ramping was bad.
Need Thanks, to Duke Skytalker.
Mm-hmm.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
Awesome. Love that kid.
Man, that was legit.
That was kid.
He said it like he was blessing
was legit.
It. It was pretty James.
It was.
Don't. Quit texting me, Matt Gentry.
Matt Gentry.
Quit trying to make James happen.
It's not going
to
happen.
He's been trying to make that happen for years.
For hundreds of years.
We got a comment on the live line. They said, in this day and age of lawsuits, I'm not surprised they think an investigation needs to be done. Based on the information, I think they're really reaching. Why not just chalk it up to a common mistake instead of making a giant national deal out of it?
Well, I'm sure that the police people didn't make a giant national deal out of
no.
it. It's the media.
Yeah.
Someone must pay.
Well, I mean... Let's be fair. She spoke out from the headquarters of the Council on American Islamic Relations, mm-hmm. which is the group who has fired at the school saying, I mean, not literally. They just want a full investigation yeah. done.
Well, this is what she originally tweeted it, Steve-O. She just tweeted it, and then it went viral. Mm. And then what do, guys?
But not like a virus.
No.
Not like
Nuh-uh.
like warfare. Not like, you know.
Trending
and there's
down.
Your update. Thank
Trending
you so
down.
Much.
Trending down.
The update on the Muslim student. If you missed us talking about it yesterday, go
Dex,
to the podcast.
Dex, can you and I make a pact?
What do you need, man?
When he eventually gets us all fired, can you and I, can we just make a pact that we're not going to separate?
Wait, why
that,
am I not in
that
pact?
Because if we get fired from here, Dex and I are going to need new jobs where we don't get fired.
I'll type something.
Well, yeah, but I want to go with you.
Yeah,
well,
and get us fired again. No.
I'll type something up
Thanks,
after
man.
The show. Have you
Appreciate
sign it.
It.
Cool. I'm in, guys.
Well, no.
I'm in.
Yeah, you're in something.
We're in it. We're in it to win it.
Yeah.
Until the end it.
Until the end it?
Yeah. It almost rhymed.
Yeah.
I'm from Texas.
Yeah. Okay. New Music Tuesday. Electro Turbo Robot, go! Continues. When we come back.
I have a whiskey tango that you will not believe. It is one of the more epic ones it we've is. Had.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that. This part of the Morning Invasion brought to you by Jason Mills. hang out with us.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump already naming New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to lead his transition team.
William Shallert, the actor, has died.
Steph Curry will be named MVP again.
The nationwide price of a gallon of gasoline jumped 9 cents over the past 2 weeks.
Severe weather parts of the U.S., including Texas and Oklahoma, Arkansas and Louisiana, as they clean up tornado damage in Colorado.
In New York, it's just a test. They're releasing a harmless gas into the subway system. The Department of Homeland Security will track how it moves so they know more if there is ever a bioterrorism attack.
A Mississippi law allowing opponents of same-sex marriage to deny service on religious grounds is now being challenged in court by the ACLU as a violation of the constitutional right to equal protection.
Lawsuit filed by the state of North Carolina against the U.S. Justice Department accuses the federal agency of baseless and blatant overreach in its challenge to the state's controversial new law that eliminates protections for LGBT people.
Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia stocks over 600 new and used vehicles for you to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers. The Petrie family of dealerships have been serving Albuquerque and the surrounding areas for over 27 years. Shop 24/7 online at PetrieBuickGMC.com and PetrieKia.com. 733.
High today of 74 degrees. 6 degrees, 78 degrees. 100 degrees today, guys.
Nice. It's pretty legit.
Going to be in the 70s.
Seems legit. Let's take a look, guys. There is an accident around Unser and 40, I guess. Coors and 40. Where did she say it? Coors and 40?
Yeah, backed up.
And it's backed up beyond Unser. Almost to Arizona. down to about 15 miles an hour. Also a little south of the city. I-25 north at Bobby Foster. There's been an accident. And a new one. Accident at Shoulders Block. I-25 south at Jefferson. That's right over here. Reported about 10 minutes ago. So accidents everywhere this morning. Look out for it. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
505-585-LIVE. You can text the show. Tell us what you think of all the new music this morning. You can also hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/star88FM. Coming up, Whiskey Tango. Mm. Don't want to miss it.
No.
It's a good one. It's a real good one.
Can we do a couple headlines?
But it is New Music Tuesday.
And we have 5 minutes until...
You know really? What?
You go. You go, boy.
You're
you
right.
Go. You go.
I was like, this thing is always off. Why is Windows off, man?
I ain't know.
Hi, guys.
I'm going to need a news intro.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. That was awesome. Okay, guys, I think we all know this, but I'm going to report it today as if you had never heard it. Mm. Finally, there's an explanation for why the comments section on every Facebook page or any other page in this world, basically every website, seems so incredibly dumb. A new study out of the University of Southern California found that the more comments you post, the dumber they inevitably get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good call, sir.
It's not because writing comments makes you dumb. It's because you stop putting thought or effort into them. They become more emotional responses off the cuff, and they get dumber and dumber. So when you read comments online, you can assume a lot of them come from people who leave tons of comments, which is why they're so weak.
Yep.
You might be the healthiest human being we've ever seen. You have the resting heart rate of a 100-year-old tortoise.
What's your budget? Scientists at MIT have created a new type of fake skin.
No
kidding.
That's
basically invisible. It can go on top
this
of your
is
real
science
skin
minute.
To hide things like wrinkles or bags under your eyes.
Mm. Can you start over? What happened?
Hey, I missed it.
The intro totally cut you off.
Science minute intro cut you off. I didn't hear that.
My bad.
That's gosh. You are trigger happy with those dumb things.
My hand's off the button.
Scientists said
time.
No,
sorry. I wanted to
get the news.
You were going to run out of time. It's only a minute.
This is awesome.
It's a science minute. Go.
Oh, crap. This is really good stuff.
We ran out of time.
Can I get permission from my two co-hosts to talk? Thank you. Scientists at MIT have created a new type of fake skin that's basically invisible.
Science minute.
You ran out of... That was the end of the minute.
I know. Thanks, guys. If you guys want to talk, go ahead. You're going to do it anyway.
Do you want to... Here, hit the science intro again. Let's just...
This is Science Minute.
It's all you, man.
Action.
You only have like 45 seconds left.
Fake skin.
Wow.
Yep.
That's crazy.
This skin can go on top of your actual skin. It can hide things like wrinkles, bags under your eyes. Did you want to play a clip?
No, I don't have
a clip. Did you want to play a soundbite? Steve-O, opinions, thoughts?
No, I just...
Any racist comment? Okay. Scientists at Harvard and MIT have discovered that it's not a fantasy at all. It's an invisible film that can be painted on your skin and give it the elasticity of youth. Bags under your eyes can vanish in seconds. Wrinkles can disappear. It's pretty neat.
Pretty cool stuff. Yeah, I was waiting. I wasn't sure if I could talk.
Yeah, good.
I didn't want to step on you.
I'm glad to train you guys to do it right.
Yes, that was good. I'm all about that. All about it.
Science is pretty sweet.
Science is great, dude. Who doesn't love skin?
Mm-hmm. We got tons of it.
Shout out to Jessica Bender.
Why?
Huh?
She's a scientist.
Good. Thanks, okay. Jessica Bender.
Friend of mine.
Oh, cool.
She's curing things out there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So check this out,
Probably wearing a lab coat right now.
Under-eye bags are just the start with this stuff. You can soak the film with sunscreen and protect yourself without worrying about sweat or water washing it away. They expect it'll be used to treat eczema, psoriasis, other skin conditions by covering dry, itchy patches with a film that could moisten and soften and soothe the skin affected by those things. That's pretty crazy.
Mm.
In reality, like, that's nuts.
Good stuff.
This is the first step to getting those, that mask that the doc had in Back to the Future Part 2.
Yes. You remember when he went, dude.
You ripped it off. That was nuts.
New Music Tuesday.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. What do we have here?
I'm excited about this one. It's a new song from Thrice.
Oh no.
The second single released off their soon to be released album, To Be Everywhere Is To Be Nowhere. This song's called Black Honey.
Text the show. Let us know what you think. 505-585-LIVE. Go to our Facebook page at Star88FM. Thrice.
Dig.
You dig.
Dig.
You dig.
Dig. I dig you guys.
You dig.
One of my most favoritest Thrice songs in a long time, actually. Loved that song.
No, I loved it.
No, I loved it.
He said, or Dustin Kinsru said, lyrically, the song spawned from an image that popped in my head. Someone continually swatting at a swarm of bees, trying to get the honey, but somehow not understanding why the bees were stinging them in return.
I immediately think of, we got a text actually from Albuquerque saying something about bees. I don't get it, but I like it. And that's exactly what Dustin was talking about. The idea of like trying to get that honey, it's called black honey. So trying to get that honey, maybe taking something that is not yours essentially, and you keep getting stung by these bees and not understanding why. So you continually do that. I immediately thought of the book of Judges and Samson with Delilah. I believe it's chapter 13. Where he continues to go back and do the same thing over and over and over. And scripture says that he wakes up and he basically tells Delilah, yeah, man, it's my hair if you cut my hair. And the next morning he wakes up assuming that he's going to do things as he has always done before, but he had lost his strength. And it's that idea that you continually do the same thing over and over and over, expecting to never have to either deal with the consequences or, you know, if you don't end something, I feel like God eventually is going to be like, hey, bro, it's time to cut this one off.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do this for you. So it's always better if you can call it a day on something and not force God's hand.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
That's true.
It gets pretty bad. I love that song.
That was really good.
Love that song.
Really good. Tell us what you think about all the new music this morning. 585-LIVE. You can text in or you can hit us up at Star 88 FM on Facebook. Good morning.
What's up?
7:45.
High today of 76 degrees.
Good to be with you.
Yeah. Oh, good. Let's take a look at traffic because of those big accidents. See what's happening. Three big accidents to report. Somewhere around Coors and 40 eastbound, there is an accident, and traffic is backed up way bit, like past Unser, down to about 15 miles an hour. South of town, accident in the shoulders blocked I-25 north at Bobby Foster Road. Also, a newer accident, shoulders blocked I-25 south at Jefferson Street. So, if you're westbound, you're still looking good. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
All right. Let's jump back into our headlines, Tao. You were doing such a great job with that.
Mm-hmm.
Steve-O and I will just step back and let
you
roll.
Just let you. I mean, you want to maybe kick off the intro form or something?
I have to do it again?
Yeah, dude, you just said headlines. That's news. Just saying.
The Cheesecake Factory is America's favorite chain restaurant, according to a new study.
I've never been.
What?
Wow.
I've never been to
Seriously? A restaurant. Well, do you know why he's never been, though? Interesting story. When we first moved out here, Dawn wanted some Cheesecake Factory. She was like, let's go get a cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, no.
So then I Googled it.
Yeah.
And it was like, wait a second. There's a Cheesecake Factory, but it's not.
It's because
there was a local establishment, and they like went to court.
Yeah, they were battling over the name.
They got a court order that said only they could be the Cheesecake Factory
and
in New Mexico because they were older and they had a legitimate claim to it, which I thought was pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
But then, a couple years ago, they went out of business.
Yeah, they did.
And then right over, what happened as soon as they went out of business over there at Coronado?
Still haven't been to the new one yet.
I haven't either.
Kind of waiting for it to die down.
Now, Steve-O, you have your chance.
Gotta go, man.
Red Lobster and Olive Garden made the top 102.
Well.
America's favorite chain.
I don't know about that.
We got a phone call.
Look at that.
Now I get interrupted by freaking people calling. This was bound to happen sooner or later. Someone's come forward claiming to be Prince's son.
Yeah.
If he is, he is the sole heir to Prince's fortune.
Gets it all.
That would be pretty neat.
Everything in the vault is his. Right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow, look at that couch in there. It's like a red velvet couch.
It's purple, man.
Like that?
That is a magic carpet.
You like that?
That thing is floating. That carpet is floating.
I'm dancing like Prince right now.
You really are.
What's under the carpet? I don't think we need to touch that. That's weird looking. Let's get out of here. Close the vault. It's like walking into Cerebro up in this piece. Sharon Osbourne skipped the talk yesterday because she's dealing with her split from Ole Ozzy.
You know he's missing, right?
No, he's not.
He's back?
Yeah, they found him.
They did?
He was just hanging out somewhere in L.A.
Yeah. When reached for comment, they had to wait a second because he had a bat head in his mouth.
Stop
weirdo.
It.
Ozzy issued a statement saying that he'd been sober for almost 4 years but did not address any rumors that he had cheated, which I think that's the big scandal.
Yeah.
The Hollywood TMZ.
No. That's sad. They've been together
that
a long time. Maybe they can work things out.
Maybe.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Welcome.
Thank you. Hmm. Is this the Star 88 radio?
Oh, yeah. Are you looking for the morning show?
Yeah.
Hold on. We'll get you over to him, okay?
It's a little kid.
Thank you.
Can you hang on the line, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on just a sec.
He's a little kid.
Wait, you actually put him on hold.
Tao did bring up a good point. He's a little kid. And he's
little kid, man.
I always do that with adults.
Little
kids, it's kind of messed up.
Well,
man.
Then answer the phone. Why'd you put him on hold?
Because I wanted to talk to you
first. We needed to address this.
Before you went into this, because...
we wanted to remind you that it was a little kid.
You know what?
He doesn't sound like a little kid.
I mean, you taught Brody how to do cat calls to the ladies. What are you going to teach this kid?
Ladies!
Justin?
Hello.
Justin.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
This is the Morning Invasion.
Hi. Do you remember me, Justin, Mark, and Nicholas?
Who?
Yeah, go ahead, guys.
Does who remember this?
It's Dex. Remember Dex?
From Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's,
yep. I do remember. Yeah.
Well, Nicholas graduated this year.
Nice.
That's really cool.
And when I get the information tomorrow, do you think you guys will be able to make it?
Your graduation party?
You know what? Send me the information. If I can make it, if we can make it, then yes, I would love to. Thank you, buddy, for the invite.
I'm probably not going to be able to make it. Thank you for inviting me.
We're going to like do it as a present.
Okay.
Loves listening to 88.3.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
That's real sweet.
Thanks, you guys. Yeah, send me the invite, and if I can make it, I'll be there.
Okay.
All right. You guys have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right.
Pretty cool.
You're a sweetheart, Dex.
That's awesome, man. You know, graduation is a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's a
coming up for everybody.
Oh, man, I wish I would have experienced that ever in my life.
I wish you would have.
I got a lot of cash. A lot of money.
I got so much money.
Oh, man.
Went to the Bahamas for my senior trip.
Yeah. I wish somebody would have told me that. I would have tried graduating.
Nope. Too late, bud.
I went to the Hoover Dam.
You actually learned that in school. If you would have gone to school more often, you'd have known. You ever heard of school? According to a new study, the best city to start your career is in Salt Lake City!
Nice.
All right.
The worst is Detroit. Never saw that coming. Four cities in Texas made the top 10. I don't know what cities they are, but they're all in Texas.
Guys, you want to move to Salt Lake?
Yes.
Nah. Let's
it's
start
so
our careers.
Clean.
Nah.
Yeah. It is so clean.
Not a fan.
It what? Is the cleanest
not a fan.
City.
Are you serious?
Nah, I'm not a fan. Really.
Love that city.
I'm not a fan.
Wow.
Not a fan.
Who are you?
It's like it's a different country, is what it is.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And then, well, it's beautiful there,
it's
but
nice.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. Everybody's kind,
everyone's
walking
so
around
kind.
With
beautiful.
All that.
It's beautiful.
False hope.
Hey. Okay. Do you want to?
That studio at Star88.fm.
That's a good one.
Studio at Star88. Those
about
are excellent crickets.
This
I like that.
Excellent crickets.
Oh,
that
yes. I wanted to tell
is
you
the cricket sounds.
Cody Byrne will be the person to show up this week if you decide to not turn the alarm off.
Yeah, we just got that.
If you've got a grudge that. Against him, that too.
Just want to ruin somebody's evening.
Just a reminder, this part of the program being brought to you by Jason Mills.
Jason Mills.
Calvary
Jason.
Knob Hill. And make sure you guys head down there if you're looking for a great church in the Knob Hill area.
He's an honorable dude.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Good news is, if it doesn't pan out for Jason as a campus pastor of Calvary, he can always work overnight security, because you know he's on the case.
Yes. He's got an interesting method to security. He just bores you to death. So if you're about to break in here and he's on patrol, you better watch out. You're about to hear 1,000 stories that you don't want to hear.
No.
Yes.
Not at all.
Okay, 21 Pilots.
Never heard of them.
They're launching a world tour in September.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming. They're coming to Albuquerque?
Well,
are they coming?
They won't even be in the U.S. until January.
Oh.
Starting off in Mexico City.
Wait, what? I thought they were playing in July at Red Rocks.
No, they are. They're starting it out over
This is the
Europe.
World tour. That's a different...
Oh, okay. Different thing. Sorry.
Yeah. So it looks like the closest are going to come to Albuquerque, if you are interested.
Oh, no.
We've got a Tucson, Arizona date.
No, Albuquerque?
No one wants to go to Tucson.
Is there an Albuquerque?
I believe it's Tucson. It's
no
in February.
Is there an Albuquerque in there?
No.
No? Could they
Niner, maybe? A Niner?
There a
Niner?
I'm looking for a Niner.
Bozeman, Montana?
Bozeman, Montana.
They're playing Bozeman, Montana?
They're playing Boise, Idaho.
What?
And they're not playing Albuquerque.
And I don't even see a Denver date, which is interesting.
Well, are they playing smaller? It sounds like they're playing smaller cities.
Yeah, I guess so, but all of these places are huge.
We should see if they'll play Hobbs.
Got a little town right here called Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, yeah, just the small cities then.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah. Good morning.
Morning, boys.
Morning.
Hey. So, Steve-O is killing me today. He is hilarious.
Thank you.
He's a pretty funny guy.
I'm a little upset because the Salt Lake City joke, which was hilarious, by the way, made me spit coffee all over my pants.
Oh, no!
How could you do that?
Oh,
well, you should have. You should go to Salt Lake City because it's super clean up there.
It was just a zinger, man. Just out of nowhere.
Yeah. Bazing.
We don't need you to recap that.
Hey, don't worry. That's my brain. So it's hilarious for morning show.
Steve-O,
not so much for my wife.
Yeah, for legal reasons, we prefer not to recap any of his jokes.
Yes.
Maybe text us next time.
I would propose that those of us that appreciate also send in emails in support whenever you guys give out the email address.
Okay.
No.
I like that.
No
Thank
one
you, sir.
Sends in emails
Thank
in
you.
Support. People only email to complain.
No, yeah. He's saying that people should be doing that anytime we give them.
Well,
so thank you.
That would
Let's
be wonderful.
Flip it on them.
I love
flip it. Flip it on yeah. the negative guineas. And instead of people using the emails to bash, we use the emails to uplift.
That's weird. Uplift, that's all, yes, that's uh-huh. like Christ-like and weird. I don't know. I don't know if Christians are ready for that.
I don't know it either.
Thanks for the call, man.
See you later, man.
Have a great day.
You too. I was at a baseball tournament this weekend, and everybody was going, are you always like this? I said, you need to listen to our radio show. Because I'm not a character. It's just who I am.
That's true. That's so true.
Shout out to the hooligan moms.
Ladies!
9 a.m. Really? Perfect.
That's where Brody got it from.
Yeah,
I'm just going to be honest.
9 a.m. Tam will be joining us. Quality Tam Tuesday. Don't want to miss it. New Music Tuesday continues when we come back. And Whiskey Tango.
Yes.
Hang on.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
The big story of the weekend was that the racehorse Nyquist won the Kentucky Derby. Congratulations. Nyquist won the Kentucky Derby while a horse named Exaggerator came in second place. Or as Exaggerator put it, I won the Kentucky Derby. There you go. And this is cool. On Saturday, Mets pitcher Bartolo Colon hit his first home run after 19 years in the big leagues, making him the oldest player to ever hit his first home run. You could tell it was his first home run because at each base he stopped and asked for directions to the next one.
That one? Thank you, man. Take care. Bye.
I want to say congrats to Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps and his fiancée who just welcomed their first child. Immediately after the baby was born, he looked up and said, how was my time?
Welcome to New Music Tuesday on Star 88, 805.
High today of 76 degrees.
Traffic! Teo.
Got some accidents to report. Accident shoulders block I-25 north at Bobby Foster. I don't know why they haven't cleared that yet, but they're working on it. Also, it's still backed up to the west of Coors. If you're eastbound, you're down to about 15 miles an hour. It looks like the accident that was at Jefferson and 25 south has been cleared. Other than that, no accidents to report on this map. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia stocks over 600 new and used vehicles for you to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers. Shop 24/7 online at PetrieBuickGMC.com and PetrieKia.com. Mm. Call us up at 338-3700. Phone line's open. Just love hearing from you guys.
Yeah, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Just love it.
Oh, yeah.
You can text in on the live line, Steve-O.
I'm not giving the number because somebody in Vegas is like calling me out for playing video games on my phone.
Oh, wow. So,
dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Yeah, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm looking at you, bro.
Really?
Look who's playing games on his phone.
Mm-hmm. Playing games, bro?
I'm not playing games, bro. Mm-hmm. Quit playing games on your phone.
Your phone.
On your phone.
On your phone.
Yeah. Shut up, studio audience. Gosh.
I just love it.
I don't
love
like
it.
Them here. Guys, they freak me out.
What's funny, everyone, is we've gotten a few messages about this. Our ops manager, Daniel, is on vacation. And of course, while he's on vacation, is it an RDS? Is that what it's called?
Something.
It's an RDS feed. And that's why when you turn on Star 88 and certain cars, it should say Star 88. And then give, today's whatever, and this song is by so-and-so. But on our station, it says 88.3, Sarah.
Mm. Here's the deal, guys. The hopeless romantic in me likes to believe that our computer system at one point dated a Sarah. And maybe he just got nostalgic.
Wait, whoa.
And he was, throwing it back to her.
What if this isn't? You know? What if that's not the case? What if our computer system's name is Sarah?
Yo, no.
Oh, and she's trying to communicate
with
us.
She's trying to communicate.
You know, I was very sexist in assuming that our computer system was male.
Well, as you are wont to do.
Uh-huh. Well. So maybe she is just trying to communicate with the world and introduce herself. I'll bet if you're out there driving and your radio is looking at you saying, Sarah, you should just say, Mike, or whatever your name is, and see if they respond back.
See if they respond.
Yeah, it could be. Could be you just need a communicate.
Roger.
Totally.
Yeah, got it.
Over and out.
Got it.
We got a question from Gallup on the live line, 505-585-LIVE. That's 585-5483, saying, hey, what's with the Petrie Kia promoting? Well, they're our traffic sponsor.
And thank you, Petrie
Kia. Yeah, thank you. That's good news. That means local businesses are supporting us. In fact, if you're that, you can support us as well. We are taking sponsorships for the show.
Here's the thing.
Maybe you want to be the sponsor of Whiskey Tango. Talking to you, Florida.
Starmie, listen up.
Starmie.
If you would like to continue listening to The Morning Invasion and this wonderful program here at Star 88.
We don't have 5 minutes of commercials.
Nope.
No, we don't. But we do need your help.
Yeah.
We need you guys to step up.
We're a 501c3, man. We're non-com.
Be a part of the station.
Yeah.
Take ownership. Be an owner.
Just do it.
All the details, star88.fm, go there. We'd love for you to be a part of it. It's New Music Tuesday. Tail?
Oh, yeah, dude, what's up?
Let's do it.
All right, this is the newest track from Mars Farrer. She's a gal that we played for a little while, even back when we were Static.
Yeah.
This is her brand new song. It's called Waiting. Is it what you've been waiting for?
Nice.
Thanks. You can tell us at Facebook, text us, 585-LIVE, or even give us a call. We won't answer, but you can do it.
Maybe. Let us walk into the dark.
Mars Ferrera.
Just Ferrera. Just Ferrera.
Ferrera.
She's fairer than you.
Waiting. New Music Tuesday on Star 88. What are they saying about it? They like it?
Should we add it?
Should we play it all the time? I like it. I think it's good.
Calvin from Hobbs said, interesting. Chris Michelle, joint account, digs it. Viola digs it. Maya says it's nice and mellow. I like it. Keep it around, guys. Good for an afternoon drive.
Thank you.
More comments coming in. You guys just let us know. You
That's
can text
a great
us.
Track.
585-LIVE. Tell
it's
us what
good.
You think.
It's real good. You know, I mean, yeah, sure, it sounds like a few other artists out there, but that's okay sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all right. I'm all right with it.
You just do you, boo.
Been waiting all morning for my new music track, and I still haven't heard it yet.
Oh yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Where's my Amy Grant, bro?
She is wherever
she is. When are we featuring Amy Grant's new single?
Probably gonna be doing some hula hoops.
Yeah, that's right. It's a new single from Amy Grant.
I just don't think that's
upgraded.
It's not even Amy Grant. You realize that, right? It's Tori Kelly.
Don't matter. Don't matter.
I feel like you're a little
misguided. Don't matter, man.
Stop for a minute. Baby, I'm so glad you're fine.
That's not even what
I'm so glad you're mine, not fine.
Yeah. Since the day you put my soul in motion, you
realize.
Nope. People came too on the live line to Mars Ferrer's. I like the beat. But not her voice, actually, someone said. Someone else said there's something Tracy Chapman-ish about the texture of her voice. Right. I like that. Mm-hmm. Totally dig it. Chill. Love it.
Did they say texture of her voice?
In the texture.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, about the texture.
I like that a lot. I've never heard that. She's got good texture.
Yeah. One time, Skip Heitzik said my voice was buttery. I didn't know how to take that.
That's good, man. Especially if you're in the South, everything's got butter on
it. It's like the Southern butter pecan ice cream I purchased yesterday.
You purchased... Why don't you guys come back to the gym with me anymore? So
butter pecan?
Southern butter pecan.
That's good ice cream. You've never had
it's
butter
so
pecan?
Smooth. It is so smooth. And it's from the South. Oof. I think
probably not.
Kentucky, Mississippi area.
Kentucky, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Guys, do you know what happened 30 years ago today? Maybe not today, but around this time.
No idea.
Can Wait, 30 you? Years ago?
Hold on. 30 years ago.
30 years ago. Was it... No, that was 1983. So this would be 1985. E.T.
No.
Prod
me up a little bit over here, please, sir.
Oh. Charles in Charge.
Nope.
Is that Phil Collins?
No, it's L. DeBarge.
Oh, is this Short Circuit? Yes!
30 years ago, Short Circuit premiered May 9th, 1986. Debuted at number one at the box office.
Wow.
Finished the year 21st position. It grossed a little more than $40 million.
Wow.
To put things in perspective, Short Circuit made more money than Pretty in Pink.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, dude.
I liked it.
Short Circuit 2 was a birthday party for me.
Was it?
Like, there were a couple times where we just have friends go to the movies.
Yeah.
I loved those movies. Don't watch them as a grown-up.
Yeah. Johnny Five is alive.
Mm. Ooh, I see.
Number 25.
Sorry, I'm still stuck on that song. Somebody just said more Macy Gray, less Tracy Chapman.
Oh well.
I get that.
Yeah, full on.
Yeah. Anyway, 30 years ago, guys. Short Circuit,
man. Life, 30. Life, just rolling by. Good morning, Starmy. 8:16.
High today of 76 degrees, dude. Yesterday, Chrissy was talking about our grandkids. To our kids, like, how she just can't wait someday and just spoiling grandkids. And I'm like, will you please shut up and
You're a few
slow
years
down?
Away from it. Just a few
no.
years.
I mean, hey, whatever, you're way closer than I am.
Realistically, both of you could have grandkids within the next 6 years.
No, what? 6 years? Don't you put that on me.
How old's Jeff?
12.
Yeah, and he's grown up in a conservative Christian environment. What makes you think he's not going to get married at 18? Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. Because you know how many horror stories I've told him? Those kids will never get married.
Oh,
they
will.
Hate marriage.
They will.
They know it's a disaster.
But see, you got to think about it. How many horror stories have you told him, and what are teenagers prone to do? Rebel. Yeah. His ultimate act of rebellion will be to get married young.
Dude, joke's on him then, because that's stupid.
Oh.
Let's check the roads out there. Traffic.
There are lots of homeschoolers really disappointed in you right now, Steve.
Because I said stupid?
Yep. And a ton of other stuff. Lots of road construction to report, and it looks like they're still working on clearing that accident at I-25 North and Bobby Foster. So the shoulder is blocked. Look out for that. That's your look at traffic.
All right.
Traffic!
Let's just jump right into this right now. Let's just do it.
Folks, we do a segment here called Whiskey Tango. It originated in the great state of Florida, where it seems that most stupid things happen. Since then, Whiskey Tango has gone global. But today, we bring it back home to the city of Orange City, Florida.
Beautiful there right now. Just beautiful.
Michael Blevins, 37 years old, was cleaning his gun on Thursday when the gun accidentally, pow, went off.
Mm. Hate when that happens.
Yeah, dude, cleaning the gun. Well, he kept cleaning his gun. He had been on painkillers from a back injury, which is probably not smart.
That's
I know it
not
says
good.
Not to operate heavy machinery, maybe also not cleaning your gun, because what he didn't know at the time was that he shot himself in the arm.
He didn't know that he shot himself?
He's cleaning his gun. Accidentally fires off a round and took one in the arm, dude. Didn't realize it, probably because of the painkillers from his back injury. Well, he didn't notice the bullet hole in his arm until 3 days later.
Come on.
3 days.
What kind of painkillers?
Later.
What's that guy on?
That's
when he
good.
Finally took his shirt off, which is the grossest part of the story. Yes,
what?
He wore the same shirt for the. You know when you're like after surgery, post op, dude, you just want to chill and watch Friends. I just want to binge watch Friends.
Not Friends.
Binge. That's hard to say. You just want to binge watch Friends.
Binge watch Friends.
No, Friends.
Friends.
Sorry, I had a back injury. I'm on painkillers.
Okay. No, you're not. So did he graze himself or did he full on shoot himself, like shoot a hole through his arm?
Well,
guys, this is insane.
Apparently it was a clean wound because after 3 days when he finally changed his shirt, he noticed, oh, crap.
Oh, my
There's
goodness.
A hole in my arm.
You got to be kidding.
Good stuff.
So he went to the hospital where they told him the wound was actually healing nicely and he was fine. But, of course, the hospital had to call the cops,
well,
which they always do when someone shows up with a bullet hole in them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this might be just the story that he's telling them. That's just crazy. 3 days later, he realizes.
Grace, man.
Dude, okay, I've never had major surgery, but just hanging out with Brody, that kid doesn't want to, like, change or shower. It was like a nightmare trying to get him to take a bath. Come on, dude, let's just clean you. Let's just take a bath. You seriously, it's just, let me sit on the couch. I'm hopped up on meds. I'm going to eat a popsicle. And I'm going to watch me some Teen Titans Go, bro.
That's right.
All
right?
Didn't
notice any blood anywhere.
Superhero Squad. Hero up! Superhero Squad. I'm watching cartoons. Leave me alone.
Sounds fishy to me.
Well, he explained to the cops what happened. Or at least his assumption that he shot himself when he was cleaning his gun a few days ago. And the cops were totally cool with it. He went home. Not facing any charges.
Well,
I just gotta think about, like, the cleanliness of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, if you get shot, guys, the way to heal is by not cleaning the wound right away. You're gonna wanna chill on your couch and watch Phoebe and Ross and Joey and Chandler just, man, make you laugh for, like, 3 days.
No.
And then, and only then, do you drive yourself to the hospital.
I feel like this is more your thing and less Brody's thing.
Nah, just, you know, I just love it. I just love it. Brody is such a fan. He especially loves Joey. Oh, this guy's so funny.
Yeah. Here's something we should mention.
Yeah.
If you're on painkillers.
Yeah.
You should never, ever try to attempt to clean a gun.
Yeah.
You should never even really... You should never drive when you're on painkillers.
You shouldn't be anywhere near a weapon.
You should never operate heavy machinery.
Yeah.
In fact, you should probably not do a lot of things if you are on any sort of medication that might take away the pain of a gunshot wound through the arm. 3 days? I don't know.
Our dear friend Clopez chimed in and said, I've accidentally shot myself. He shot his ear with a .22 once. But he totally noticed when he did that.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Oh, man. I just... Oh, here's what's terrifying to me. Okay. Jack Jeter, my 12-year-old, he goes to Ames, the Albuquerque Institute of Math and Science.
It's like where Tony Stark went.
They're called the Ames Archers. So apparently it's also where Hawkeye went. Because what are they called? Houses, like Harry Potter style, right? Where each kid has a house.
Right.
He's in the House of L. No, it's not the House of L. He's in the House of Hood.
Sure.
They all have different houses, and they're all named after famous archers.
That's pretty cool.
Well, sixth grader, Jack Jeter. He was in PE, and they like to allow the younger ones to try archery. But they don't let them actually be on the archery team because they're only in sixth grade. Well, Jack Jeter stepped up and fired an arrow.
Yeah.
Center of the bullseye.
Ooh, really?
Draws back another arrow. God! Splits the other one in the bullseye.
Okay, I don't know.
He still has it.
No, he did.
Are you
and
kidding?
Actually, yeah. This
no
is no joke.
Way.
And my sixth grade son was asked to be a part of the archery
Seriously?
Team.
Seriously? That's pretty cool.
This last Friday, I ran into his sensei, who was like, hey, son's interested in shooting for me. You know, let's talk about this. So my son is joining the archery team.
Huh.
And I was like, partially excited. Of course, my first question to sensei was, when does he get the Hawkeye costume? To which he replied, well, as long as it says Ames on it somewhere, I think it's within dress code. So I was like, right on! You just said that to the wrong dude!
Wow.
But my question is, Is this something I should be stoked about?
Yes.
Because my 12-year-old is going to be on an archery team.
He will defend you in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. That's true. That's all. That's... Is he like Daryl? He's going to be like Daryl.
He's going to be better than Daryl. He's going to be Jack Jeter.
That's true.
Pretty cool. You know, that's a talent. That's a gift.
Yeah.
And you have to.
He got to keep the. He said the name, and I was like, I don't even know what that is. You know, like the end that you put into the actual string.
Oh my gosh.
Of the bow.
Go ahead.
What is it called? The little firing part? The little wandy area?
Yeah,
right?
The wand.
Okay.
I think they call it the wand.
The back of, you know, the back of the arrow, the little like fork looking thing. Whoop! So he got to take that home because it was split in half.
Dang.
So, that's yeah, cool. He really did split that like Robin Hood style.
Wow.
Jack didn't understand any of my references because I was immediately stoked.
You know what it's
like,
called, Steve-O?
What?
It's called the knock.
The knock! That's it!
Mm-hmm.
He has the knock that's like split. And so he was like telling me how he split the knock, and I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Huh.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Apparently he's got stellar aim.
Wow.
Yeah. Shooting bullseyes and stuff and whatnot.
Shooting bullseyes and whatnot.
So that's cool. So now I need to...
It reminds me of a story about my son, Caleb. We were at a high school football game.
Mm-hmm.
My son is... He's in eighth grade, and someone tossed the football over to my son, Caleb, and Caleb picked up the football and threw it back, except he threw it 150 yards. I mean, perfect spiral. It was amazing. Both of the coaches were there. They saw it all happen, and they asked, who's this kid? Who's this kid? And then immediately everybody pointed to me. Because I'm his father. So now, Caleb's actually playing high school football, only in the eighth grade. He's playing varsity.
You know what's weird about
that? He's got some NFL scouts looking at him right now to maybe do quarterback down the line. But I'm saying, you know what? Don't rush things, son.
Football field is actually 100 yards. So the 100. So he threw it out of the stadium.
Yeah, he threw it out 50 yards out of where?
50 yards out of the stadium. Because
he was like 50 yards outside of where the
yeah. No, that seems legit.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
Johnny's just a baby. John Elway. He's never done anything like that.
Thank you, Teo, for not trying to be the one-up friend. Dex,
he drove me to the gas station one time, but no, I'm just a kid.
Hey, don't get me started on Landon and Jaden, man. It's just unbelievable. Jaden's going to be in a big blockbuster movie. And, you know, Landon's a YouTube star, and I don't have to... I mean, everybody knows him.
I mean, you see Landon, and immediately you get insecure because he looks at you and he says, what's your budget?
What's your budget?
We just got a shout-out from someone in our teaser that says, don't worry, my son does archery also, and he's in second grade. He's been shooting since he was 4.
Okay, let me do an impression of our station in Artesia. We can't afford to fix it. In Artesia, it's still known as static radio.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
They're like, what happened to Matt Gentry?
Pretty James that they kept him around.
Oh, man, we got to go to break. New Music Tuesday continues. Quality Tam Tuesday at 9. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump already naming New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to lead his transition team.
William Shalit, the actor, has died.
Steph Curry will be named MVP again.
The nationwide price of a gallon of gasoline jumped 9 cents over the past 2 weeks.
Severe weather parts of the U.S., including Texas and Oklahoma, Arkansas and Louisiana, as they clean up tornado damage in Colorado.
In New York, it's just a test. They're releasing a harmless gas into the subway system. The Department of Homeland Security will track how it moves so they know more if there is ever a bioterrorism attack.
A Mississippi law allowing opponents of same-sex marriage to deny service on religious grounds is now being challenged in court by the ACLU as a violation of the constitutional right to equal protection.
Lawsuit filed by the state of North Carolina against the U.S. Justice Department accuses the federal agency of baseless and blatant overreach in its challenge to the state's controversial new law that eliminates protections for LGBT people.
8:39.
High today of 76 degrees.
Let's take a look at the road. Hang on. No accidents to report right now. You guys are doing a good job. Just a good job.
Great job. Great job.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic.
Thanks for joining us. New Music Tuesday. Playing some new music for y'all. And we want your feedback. Let us know your thoughts. Facebook.com/Star88FM. You can text the show at 585-LIVE. Let's jump right into it, guys.
This is the new track from For King and Country from the movie of the same name. It's called Priceless. All about raising awareness for the sex trafficking thing. Check it out.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. Or you can text us at 585-LIVE. Tell us what you think of For King and Country. Priceless. I like it. I think it's a good song.
I like this one a lot better than the It's Not Over Yet song.
It's really good, man.
They've got a handle on melody.
Yep. Yeah.
They're good. Hey, we got a live text line thing. It says, hi, if you guys are able, could you please say hi to my 9-year-old daughter, Lee?
Hey, Lee.
Lee. We go into school around 8:45, so if you're not able, that's cool. But she loves you guys. It would make her day. Hi.
Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Hi. What you doing, Lee?
Hope you have a good day at school.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
What are people saying about that?
People like this song. It's For King and Country. They're kind of a mainstay on our station. So I would be shocked if people didn't like this song. Kim says, I loved it when I saw them in concert. They did play this. We got to see it. It was pretty cool. Joel the Nanny says, is there any question here? Keep it.
She's questionable today, though.
She is questionable. She got bad. Joel the Nanny, you got bad opinions.
She's texting in this morning saying she was homeschooled and she's always disappointed in me.
Oh, well, that's true, but I'm talking about her musical opinion.
Yeah, she didn't like the new Thrice. Therefore, her opinion on everything for the rest of her life is null and void to me.
I'll have you guys know this. We had some cool homeschool people come in yesterday, and they gave Dex just a plate of fudge.
He ate the whole thing.
It was a platter.
Are you okay?
It was the size of a TV tray.
I'm a little worried
about it. Fudge. And I thank you so much. It's so sweet of you guys.
Literally.
He ate. You ate it was so fast.
Ate
he
the whole
was
thing.
So sweaty. That was the... It just, yeah. You sweat,
I had
man.
The fudge sweats.
Yeah, the you fudge. Did. It was just... It was intense, man. Those fudge sweats that you're always getting. That's crazy.
Just leave it at that. Good morning, good morning.
TMI, man. The morning invasion.
Oh, it's 8:44.
Hey, wait. Okay.
What you got?
When we come out with our Morning Invasion t-shirts, eventually, hopefully.
Yeah, someday.
If you guys want to be a sponsor of our station, we are a nonprofit, so help us somehow. But anyway, we should have shirts, custom shirts, for everybody. So mine would be the Morning Invasion, and it would say, that's a stab.
Oh, yeah.
Yours would be the Morning Invasion, the fudge sweats.
I kind
of... Steve-O's would be the Morning Invasion, and it would have symbols that were blurred out because it's either it's a cuss word or a racist comment.
That's
and it can have our name on each shirt. We should do that.
I like it.
It should have, Sivo, yours should have a blurred out word, and then like in parentheses, it should have like a recouping Bible verse.
Yes. Perfect.
What I meant to say was 1 Timothy 7:19.
I get quoted a lot as saying, what?
I don't think there's seven chapters.
You know what shirt I really want?
What? Huh.
It's a war zone.
Oh my
there
gosh.
Are explosions. There
it's
are bombs going off.
It's been a while.
I can't even describe it.
I miss you, Taco Bell lady.
I'd spend $30 for that t-shirt.
Well, that's good because nowadays t-shirts are about that. $30, $35 when you go to concerts or WWE events. I'm just saying.
Hey, yo.
Thanks so much for calling. Good morning.
Guys.
What?
Ugh, nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Joel.
I love
just
Owl City.
Go.
We can't
just
agree on
go.
Music. We already know this.
All you're doing
leave.
Is just backing up our
you
opinion.
Are, you need to leave.
Like you are making, you are confirming what I'm saying in the minds of the people.
Joel, you have to have gotten sick of Owl City by now.
No, she'll never get sick of Owl City.
I've been a fan since I was 15 years old. It has to continue.
That should say something to you.
That's like, it's like me and New Kids. It's like our friends and NSYNC.
It's like me and Blink-182.
Well, how old are you now?
I will be 23 in September.
That's not normal, Joelle. It's just not. It's not. You have to, you know, when you get older, most people mature and they're into different things.
Growing up is a trap.
Okay. Boom.
What?
She's right. She's right about that. I'll give that to you.
This is how I know she's homeschooled.
No one can ever take away my love for New Kids on the Block, girl. So you just keep loving crappy music, and we'll just keep playing.
Okay, you love your crappy music, too. Have a good day, guys.
Love you.
Bye, Joelle.
Love you, too, guys.
Nothing wrong with liking Owl City.
Steve, that girl just said she loves you. Weird.
Yeah, she had to, because earlier she said she's constantly disappointed in me. Ugh. But I guess Chrissy says that a lot too. So
that's the sign
to be expected.
That's how you know.
Nothing new.
Yeah.
Nothing new.
Just I keep my standards low. You know what I mean? Like
keep
that way no one's disappointed.
Low.
Like super disappointed. They just know, oh, that's Steve-O.
They are adequately disappointed.
I got
perfect.
I got you guys. All right. Let's jump into our headlines here. And
you got it,
don't forget, Quality Tam Tuesday coming up at 9 o'clock.
Mm.
See what's happening with Tam. Mm.
Huh? I'm not doing it until you play an intro.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! I love that. Local news. New Mexico's own RoboCop started to regain leg movement. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, we actually talked about this a while ago. Jeremy Romero suffered partial paralysis in a 2014 crash. He's currently making big strides in the gym, helping him retrain his body to walk, and people are taking notice.
Pretty cool.
The then Corrales police officer, this is in 2014, was chasing a suspected car thief. The accident partially paralyzed Romero. This Friday, Romero will head to his hometown of Santa Rosa, New Mexico, to serve as the keynote speaker at the local high school's graduation. Now he's spending 3 days a week with trainer Thomas Collins at Athlete's Playground. Romero says he hit it pretty hard, and this was before a session on Monday. And Collins, the trainer, says Romero has a drive he's never seen before. If this guy told me his goal was to jump off a building and fly, I wouldn't bet against him.
Mm.
It's awesome. In the last 3 months, Collins says RoboCop has improved his posture significantly and is also starting to gain movement and extension in his legs.
Come quietly or there will be trouble.
Solid. Over time, he's been gaining more and more degrees and range of motion. He works that hard. He's got that mentality. He doesn't stop.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Mm. That's pretty awesome.
Look at that movement.
Do you have a clip of RoboCop walking?
Mm.
That's just him getting the gun from the holster. I mean, come on. Everybody knows that's not him walking. Still not him walking.
Man, I loved RoboCop when I was a kid.
We should get it right.
Me too.
That's pretty cool. I think we should clap for this guy. He's doing a good
love
job.
Love it. Love it.
I'll clap.
Right here. Local news.
I still RoboCop. Have... I don't know if you got... You know, in the little area where the bookshelf is, I have an original Ed 209 from when I was a little kid.
I had that when I was
I had that I still, too. And
yeah,
it clicks.
I still have that. Yeah. And you can use the little cap gun.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot about it. They used still to sell, they it. Had the little caps.
Yeah. Still
they don't do that anymore. Apparently,
no,
too
don't.
Many kids ate them or something.
Yeah, it's
dumb kids.
Like, I did it twice. I mean, I just
you
I tried
ate,
it.
I
tried it twice.
Yep. That's
what's wrong with you,
that's
man.
That's why we can't have nice things anymore.
That's great. Okay, Blake Shelton couldn't be happier about his duet with Gwen Stefani.
Stefani.
Stefani. So they wrote and recorded this together?
Yep. It's a song about both of their divorces and their inevitable falling in love with each other.
Hmm.
So Blake does the first verse, she does the second verse. Dude.
It's so weird.
It's too bad, dude. And if you watch it live, it doesn't look like there's chemistry.
Of course there's not chemistry.
But they wrote this together like, hey, man, we accidentally fell in love because both of our marriages were terrible. And
accidentally
we just,
in
we didn't
love.
Need to, we didn't mean to. And now
I didn't
now
mean
we're
to
together
do it.
Forever right now, forever, but for next year or so, but forever.
Yeah, well, hey, as long as they love it, it's all that
I
matters,
guess, man.
It's all that matters.
Guess.
Good grief. I didn't need that in my life.
It's really bad, guys.
Okay, let's move on to something else I'm not
just
interested in.
Just one more time.
Oh.
Okay, that's all I wanted.
Okay.
Oh, that's.
Are we done?
Stefani. Yeah, remember we're done. She used to be in a band called No Doubt, and they were really good. See,
things change.
You just gotta let it go. Man.
I don't want to let it go. She was with Gavin Rossdale from Fudge.
It's gone.
And they were such a good band, and now she's with the country guy. It's weird.
Well, it's gone.
What is life?
Holly Holm will be back in the Octagon this summer.
Yes,
that's right.
This summer, it is happening. The Albuquerque fighter will face rising star Valentina Shevchenko. Mm-hmm. I don't know. July 23rd in Chicago, confirmed by the UFC. Holm won the UFC's women's bantamweight title in November when she knocked out Ronda Rousey. It rained in last long. She lost to Misha Tate, my current crush, in March.
Okay. Okay.
And by current crush, I mean she could crush me.
Yeah.
All of these fighter women are so terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. According to a new study, the three worst states for speed traps, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Michigan. Interestingly enough, all of those states are very close to each other. And the three with the fewest speed traps are all very far apart from each other. Alaska, because there are roads there. North Dakota, because there are roads there too. And Mississippi, there are also roads there, but they're all dirt roads. It's kind of like Rio Rancho.
Yeah, a lot of dirt roads in Montana.
Yeah. So if you want to not get trapped speed-wise, go to those states.
Well, how about we just drive the speed limit, guys?
Nope. I can't drive 55, man. Here's a way to make your generic prom photo stand out from everyone else's. You need a handy-dandy little photo bomb. Not just any photo bomb. Allie Marentenzer and Charlie Batur of Ray, Colorado, were taking their prom photos this weekend, and they got photobombed by a little something I like to call a tornado.
Pretty cool, man.
Like in the background?
Yeah, you should see it. It's actually really
like
cool.
Like actually in the photo?
Click yes. on that, because there's a better picture inside the link.
Okay, it
disappeared. It's actually kind of beautiful.
Look at this.
Oh!
You can see it forming, and then if you
that's
click,
incredible.
There's another one that's even, it gets closer.
Monster Tornado gives teens epic prom photo.
That's
cool. Good job, bros. Oh my gosh, this girl's just, she's a millennial with her braces just standing here, and then this guy's in the background going, yeah, dude, taking a selfie with this giant killer tornado, all right. I guess the storm is actually moving away from the couple, so they stayed a safe distance away, and they got the snapshot of a lifetime. That is a prom photo that will last forever. That's
glad they lived.
Where was this at?
Yeah. This was in Colorado. The tornado wound up injuring five people and destroying a few mobile homes, but hey, we got a great photo out of it, so cool.
Well, you know, we have some people listening in Colorado. If you want to know what to do when there's a tornado...
When a tornado warning is issued for your area,
for a couple of hours, just walk around the hospital with a good handy talking.
Immediately take shelter inside a nearby sturdy building.
Right. Or did the word fake escape your lips?
If a tornado warning is issued for your area, you may only have a few seconds to get to safety.
Fear me if you dare.
What do you do? What do you do, Steve-O? What do you do with the tornadoes coming?
Well, when I
what
was
do you do?
In Texas,
well, first,
as a
let's
small
outline
child
the differences between a watch and a warning. Okay?
Yeah.
So a tornado watch means that conditions are favorable for a possible formation of a tornado. A warning means that it means that there is either circulation happening in the clouds or that there is a confirmed funnel on the ground.
Mm.
So they'll usually follow that up. They'll say tornado warning. And then they'll say circulation, or there was a funnel spotted, or they'll say tornado on the ground.
Mm.
Now, what you should do in a tornado watch is you should just be wary. You should keep an eye to the sky, keep an ear to the radio, because you never know when conditions are going to shift. Now, if it's a warning, you got to pay attention. If you're at school, they should have a process for you that involves walking out in the hall, sitting in front of the lockers or something, essentially putting yourself in the most dangerous spot because the teachers like to play God. And if, you know, some of the bad kids get taken out, that's good on everybody.
Oh my gosh. That's not...
That's what happens.
At all.
Yeah, it is. If you're at home, I recommend getting in a bathroom.
Yep. Door,
because for like some weird reason, the pressure equalization with the pipes going down into the ground... And then, like, the low pressure of the tornado, somehow it's weird, And a lot of times you'll see people that took shelter in shower, like bathtubs or whatever, and they cover them. Now, cover yourself with a mattress or something, but if you cover up, like a lot of times weird bathroom things, like they don't get affected. But if you have like a room, you want to be downstairs, you don't want to be upstairs. If you have a basement, you want to get to the basement.
Yes.
And just duck and cover. Now, if you're outside, they say, and I know this is contrary to New Mexico law or whatever, folklore, but you're supposed to get in a ditch and try to cover yourself.
Yeah, really?
That makes you want to get to the lowest place possible.
Yeah.
And then if you're, a lot of people will take shelter under highway overpasses, but they say that that can be extremely dangerous.
I feel like you have experience with this.
I do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mississippi up tornadoes?
Yeah. A lot. I've been in a few.
No kidding.
Like in tornadoes, not you know. I've been in a bunch where they were just in the clouds and the clouds were spinning. I've been in a ton of those.
I've been in a devil duster.
That's nothing, man. It's
pretty insane.
A tornado hit our front, like it hit our neighborhood, like our block, and ripped a tree out of the front yard. And it hit like the front of the house. It didn't like blow over our house, but we were just hiding out in the door frame. Yeah. Of the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Look, unless there's a lot of windows in your bathroom.
That's been your windy minute with tornadoes.
All right, everybody. We got to go to break. Quality Tam Tuesday kicks off here in just a minute. Also, New Music Tuesday continues. We want your feedback. Facebook.com/Star88FM. Hang out with us.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Okay, if these guys want a fun show and a really cool show and they want to hear all kinds of funny things coming from me, then they're just going to have to let me be me. Like, they're going to have to just let me say what I want to say. I can't just pretend like I'm their kind of funny. I mean, I'm a different kind of funny, you know? I make other people laugh. Like, they want to hear about, you know, all the funny things that are in me. And they're gonna come. They just gotta be the right time. And so today's gonna be the day. Today's gonna be the day. Don't let them get to you, Tam. Don't let them get to you. They don't even know what they're talking about. Like, how often do they have a funny, intelligent, mind-blowing person full of personality in their studio? Weekly. That you answered that question weekly because you're there every Tuesday. Every Tuesday.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
High
today of 60, nope, 7, something. You know what? Forget it.
Don't you do it.
High today of 76
okay,
degrees.
Okay, you're lucky.
I'm sorry, man. It's Quality Tam Tuesday, and the TAM stands for Totally Adequate Morning.
Good morning.
I'm just trying to be totally adequate. Like Tamara, who is late.
Speaking of late, if you're running late, I think I got good news for you because I don't see any accidents to report. Now, there could be one, just not showing up on my map, so watch out. Pay attention to what you're doing. Get to work on time next time. That's your look at traffic.
Brought to you by Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia stocks over 600 new and used vehicles for you to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers. You can shop 24/7 online at PetrieBuickGMC.com and PetrieKia.com. 338-3700. If you want to call in, say hi, contribute to the show. You can text us. Steve?
That's 505-585-LIVE. 505-585-5483.
We got a little feedback on the Social Club Misfits song that just played. Somebody wrote, "What is this terrible music you're playing? If this is New Music Tuesday, my vote is no." Ooh.
That is hilarious because off air, that song was playing, and I looked at Dex and said, "This is one of my favorite songs we're playing right now."
I love it.
It's fantastic. Maybe it's
it's a thinking man song, you know? It gets you going about just moving forward and...
Why'd you never run away?
Yeah. Problems here. Straight today. Why'd gonna make a different change. Gotta go to school today. Cause I gotta get good grades. I'm gonna make it, son. We're on this roller coaster. No, you don't have to rhyme every time. It's 2016.
Oh, yeah.
Son and roller coaster. Totally. You didn't let me
get out of here.
Yeah, you get out of here, kid.
No, you get out of here.
Gosh.
Kid. You guys are crazy.
New Music Tuesday.
I like you, but you guys are crazy.
Are we playing the hits this morning? You decide.
Yes, we're playing the hits.
You decide. It's your show.
All of them.
It's your show. Your
all
station.
The hits. We're going to play some Elton John, Your Song.
No, we're not.
Okay. I hope you don't mind.
I want to share
I
some words.
I hope you don't mind.
I want to share some words from Mike Donaghy, lead singer of 10th Avenue North. He says, I can't even begin to tell you how many God-loving people I've met across the country who are just burnt out from feeling the weight of being a leader. And what's crazy is I've been reading the Gospels lately, and I can't find one place where Jesus asks anyone to be a leader. In fact, Jesus didn't even consider himself a leader, but said he only does that which he sees his Father in heaven doing. In other words, Jesus didn't consider himself a leader. He was just completely fixed on following.
Yep.
Flip that script.
Wow.
So for us, I'm realizing I don't need to bear the weight of being a leader or having a 10-year plan or even leaving a legacy. Buck. I only need to set my sights on following Jesus wherever he leads. If others see me as a leader, or if I leave a great legacy, those things are just a byproduct of being fixed on him.
Wow.
I hope it also encourages you to be asking yourself, not what do I want out of life, but rather what does he want to accomplish with my life? And that's enough. And with that, we give you the new track from 10th Avenue North. It's called What You Want.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, dude, Mike Donaghy, man.
Real deal right there. Real deal. Tell us what you think. New 10th Avenue North. Start here. Brand new stuff from 10th Avenue North. What You Want on New Music Tuesday. What are they saying about it?
I think people are digging it. Right? Guys?
I like it better the second time.
Do you?
Somebody in Amarillo just said, that beat, though. I love it.
Yeah, that's what this person on Facebook said. Yes, more upbeat than usual, but still great lyrics.
Facebook.com/star88FM. Hit us up on the live line at 585-LIVE. Good stuff, Mike. Good stuff.
That's pretty good.
That's real good stuff. Real good stuff. All right. Good morning.
Hey.
How's everybody feeling today?
Well, you know, a little tired.
Yeah?
In fact, this part of the program being brought to you by Jason Mills, pastor, Calvary Knob Hill.
You got to tell the people what happened.
Yeah, I quit dedicating the show to him without any context.
In fact, the rest of the year is dedicated to...
The rest of the year now.
Yeah, Jason Mills.
What are you going to do when it happens again and you have to keep dedicating
It's not going to happen again.
It's going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Okay, guys. Okay.
It's not the first time it's happened.
I had an awful night of sleep, and I finally just said, I'm getting up, and I got here really early, probably like 2:45 in the morning. And I just went right through the door. I opened up the door and just walked right through, and I just kept walking instead of taking that hard left to shut off the alarm system. And then for some reason, I just didn't hear it as it was, you know, screaming at me for a good 45 minutes. And Jason Mills had to get up out of bed and
drive 30 minutes.
Drive down in the middle of the night.
Drive 30
to make
minutes.
Sure that nobody had broken in. And,
yep.
And yeah, it was just me with an alarm going off at 3 o'clock in the morning. Just doing my thing and had to get out of bed and leave his family.
Yeah. Awful.
Sorry, Jason.
Whoa!
Good really, grief. Really sorry.
Speaking awful. Of awful.
We had a good talk, though, on Captain America.
It's good. It is totally adequate morning, also known as Tam. Just bringing the adequacy to the morning invasion.
Just bringing it, girl.
Speaking of adequacy.
Just bringing it.
Mm-hmm.
Budweiser has made a major announcement. Did you see they're renaming their beer?
No.
If you could rename a beer...
What's happening?
Anything.
Hey, man, you're running this
assuming
ship.
That... Assuming
why
that...
Why is his mic still on?
I don't know.
Assuming that
you.
Budweiser is, you know, the most patriotic and longest standing beer in this great nation.
For more information, let's go to Tam. Tam?
Imagine, if you will, cracking open a tall America.
They're calling it the America.
Budweiser has decided to change their beer to America. Guys,
America?
I'm not being funny. Look at this can of America. They're taking out the Anheuser-Busch and replacing it with U.S. and changing the name of Budweiser to America.
That might be the greatest.
I mean, America is also the name of a country.
Yeah.
Ours. And here was the statement that they made. Quote, "We thought nothing was more iconic than Budweiser, and nothing was more iconic than America. Nothing is more iconic than Budweiser, except perhaps America, and nothing is more iconic than America, except perhaps Budweiser." End quote. Guys.
Chip, Steve-O's talking about beer.
What has happened to our country?
I don't know. I like the angle.
You got Trump taking on Hillary. You got beer renaming themselves America.
Are they allowed to do that?
I guess so.
That's weird, right?
What now, if we just renamed our morning show to America?
America the show.
They say the rebranding is a nod to the 2016 presidential race.
You know what we could be? Huh? We could rename our show AMerica.
Yeah.
Yes. The AMerica. That would be Erica.
I know, and we could put a picture of somebody named Erica. That would be our logo.
We could just hire a girl named Erica. AMerica.
If your name is Erica, apply.
We have an Erica in the studio with us right now.
Welcoming in Tamerica.
Tamerica.
Tamerica, everyone.
Yay. Hello? Hello?
Welcome to the show, Tamerica.
Tamerica.
Good morning.
Yay.
Good morning.
We have renamed you. You will henceforth be known as Tamerica.
I have an aunt named Erica.
Nope, Tamerica.
Sure do.
And I have an aunt named Man.
I also think that this beer thing you're talking about, if we're all honest with ourselves, what is the United States of America circle around? Itself, one, and two, alcohol. Like, wait, that's the biggest thing in the world. So I feel like they're just telling the truth by calling themselves America.
I'm trying to visualize United States circling around
themselves and alcohol.
This is just huge. Guinness has renamed their beer Ireland. Corona will also henceforth be known as Mexico.
No way.
No, dude.
No.
Are you serious?
No.
But that's my point.
Right.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely not. It was Dos Equis. So, they renamed themselves Mexico.
Yeah. It's real. So that's our struggle here in America. First world problems.
Oh, gosh. The world must just laugh at us.
Yeah, well.
We got Trump running for president, and we got Hillary running for president. We've got a beer renaming themselves America.
And they're like,
America.
Look at those idiots.
And they're like, oh, man.
Do they even work? Do they?
What do you think they say when they hear our morning show? They're like, look, they let the morons on the radio.
Daily life.
And then Tam comes in, and they're like, how did it get worse?
Very funny.
They found a way.
Someone say it gets better.
We've got people just chiming in on the live line, 585 Live. Ray from El Paso says, awesome!
Come on, Ray.
We got one from the ABQ saying Budweiser should change their name to Brain Grenade.
Wow.
Brain Grenade?
All right.
Somebody's had too many brain grenades.
Look at this text message here from Chip L. I need to see you guys in my office at 10:02.
Oh, 10:02. 10:02.
We got an extra minute.
10:04. Okay. Good buddy.
Crazy.
No, he said 10:02.
Oh. Okay. Someone said, chimed in and said, I'm surprised they didn't just name it America.
That's what it should have been.
It should have just been America.
Apostrophe. America.
This is real life. So, yeah.
Welcoming Tam to the program.
Thanks. I don't know what I just walked into, America. But you know what? I'm going to work with it.
Well, if you would open your eyes when you walk, you have a good indication.
You walked into a studio filled with three Americans who are very tired.
No. People could be confused by that now. There's absolutely no alcohol in the studio.
By three Americans.
Yes.
No. Americans right now.
I get
just
it.
Kicking back.
You can't say you're kicking back three Americans right now. No.
Guys, I've been
enjoying it. You can't say that anymore.
Thank you for listening.
I can say that now. I can say it all day.
We've had a good run.
So good.
Good stuff.
Wow. And I also felt like I walked into something about Captain America.
Yeah, you did.
I think that I would know the answer to any question you asked me, seeing as I saw it.
Oh, you did?
No.
Damn.
Spoilers.
Man. No spoilers. No spoilers, but Tam.
Come on,
what
Tam.
Did you think?
I mean, just give the nod. Well, am I right? Two thumbs up?
Well,
seven,
I mean,
thumbs up.
First of all, the heads fact up, that Teo had mentioned to me, he said, Tam, you've got to see this. You got to see this. And I'm thinking to myself, typical Teo, like he's the comic book nerd. Like yeah. He's going to continually talk about all these things and they're all going to be the same.
Forever.
So then I thought to myself, you know what, self, you should really not just totally take him for granted every time he tells you this and blow him off. You should just go see it and see how it goes. Well, after saying that in my mind to myself, my mother says on Mother's Day, I think I'd like to go see Captain America.
Wow, best mom. Best
and I
mom.
Said, well, that's the deal breaker. We're going. So we go to see it, and I tell you this. My jaw dropped.
You're not a nerd, are you?
I am.
I don't remember a Chris Evans without a shirt on scene, but that's cool that your jaw dropped.
No, it dropped because I was thrilled. I didn't get tired. I didn't get bored.
It's amazing, right?
I mean, it was wonderful.
10-4, copy that.
What'd you think of Spider-Man? No spoilers.
Hands down, probably, okay, good. Besides another character that am I allowed to say?
Yeah, you can say who your favorite character
is. All the characters are listed on the little promo stuff, right? Okay, cool. So my two favorite characters in the entire thing were Spider-Man, yes.
Okay, but really?
And Ant-Man.
Oh! Yeah!
Getting buggy.
So
not bad,
that's,
not bad.
I mean, he's so funny, and he's just adorable. And you guys know that I love little miniature,
Paul Rudd.
Those little cute little,
you love little miniature
tiny
Paul
little
Rudd.
Babies. And,
you're so weird.
You know, there's like a little mini donut video that I saw on YouTube. And they make these baby donuts.
What?
And they even use a little candle to warm up the little
pot. Dude, it's so funny because when Chrissy was pregnant, she had weird cravings like that too. So I get the whole donut
again,
thing.
Again, I am not pregnant.
So
oh my
cool,
gosh,
man.
Tam!
Again. Yeah!
Did you find out while you were watching Civil War?
You know, that's incredible! Yes.
Amazing.
Give me back that America. You're not allowed to have that.
Hey, you got
to
name that baby America.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
It amazes me that I'm pregnant every Tuesday.
It amazes us, too.
It's pretty blows fantastic. My mind that I'm just like, you know, twins. It's
America.
Just like, literally.
9 months.
America.
So nine months.
We salute you.
So thank
we
you for that.
You.
But I did. I loved it
it's
so
fantastic.
Much.
Yeah, it is.
I even like I was at the gym this morning. I was like, I wonder if I could run as fast as they really could. Like
you
I was like
can't.
Imagining being strong and a superhero.
The cinematography is incredible. There's a car chase scene where like there's cars and running and stuff.
Chasing.
The way it was filmed. Well, I don't want to ruin things. You know what I mean? So I'm like trying to be careful with it.
The graphics were great.
But my jaw dropped a few times. But that was one of them because it was like this looks so good.
Right. Everything has a purpose. I think that nothing is just sort of like dull and dumb, and like there's a conversation going on that doesn't really matter.
You
and
understand
then,
the motivations of
yes.
literally every character in that movie.
And I love it because they're also, that would be a spoiler.
Yeah.
They're making your brain think on two different levels.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool that they don't encourage you to go one way in the movie. They're really making you think about the real questions that they're asking in that movie.
Well, Teo and I were divided. I'm Team Cap and he's Team Iron Man.
Mm.
Like, still, after seeing the movie, I'm like, no, Cap. And he's like, but Iron Man. And I'm like, no, I understand why you would say that, but no, Cap. And he's like, no.
Iron Man.
Yeah. Which is weird because I was actually Tony Stark's stand-in for that movie, which is
I
why
I can see
I
that.
That is
yeah.
so
I
weird.
Can
see
so,
that. That's exactly
Pastor
right.
always
Bucky,
calls
but,
me.
You know.
Iron Man.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
for sure.
Yeah.
You know, these two, they're always talking about, you know, no, I don't want to spoil the movie. No spoilers, but, you know, I have no problem with...
No! No! Oh, Jax! No! Jax!
Let's
no!
not do this.
I'm going to.
No, we're not spoiling it.
Let's ruin
the endings of movies. We're not going to ruin it. We'll give them the way. No! And people,
they will say... Hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did, and here we go.
Okay.
Went and saw it last Friday with these two nerds.
Please don't do this.
And here's what I want to say about the end of Captain America Civil War. When Thor and the Hulk showed up at the end, just rained down from...
That's not even in the trailer!
They rained down from the sky.
Come on,
Thor
man.
Was riding Hulk. Like a horse.
Gotta make it weird.
Let me guess. There's a weed whacker involved.
No, it was...
Sure.
No,
okay.
Well, I guess. I thought it was Thor's hammer,
constantly,
but whatever.
Constantly.
How do I get in these situations?
Teo, we should go, man.
Like,
just,
last
let's
time
just,
he
you know,
said that.
I'm going to go wash my hands.
In the
when
face.
Thor landed, and the epic battle was happening between Team Iron Man and Team Captain America, and Thor crashed to the ground and said... With the power of Grayskull!
May the force be with you.
Here's... I will never put up with this!
No.
Never!
It's a good follow-up
line. We do need to let the listeners know...
By the power of Grayskull!
I'm
a little upset!
Yeah, that's right!
I'm disappointed!
Do I need to do a namaste?
I just don't understand what's
happening. Don't speak witch incantations
here's
in this
thing.
Studio. We got enough ghosts in this
here's
building.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. For those of you who are like, oh, movie's over, I'm just going to like throw my stuff away and go out.
Yes. Mm.
You have to remember, guys, don't just stay once, stay twice.
What does that mean?
That means don't stay for a little bit just to see if there's something else at the end.
There's two end credit
there's
scenes.
There's two
is what she's
end
trying
credits.
To say. Yeah.
So
there's
don't
two
leave.
Scenes. Half the audience in our theater left after the first one.
Right.
And I'm like, have you never seen these movies
at
before?
At the very last scene.
No, do not.
The Green
spoil.
Arrow shows up.
Okay. Dang it.
Which is really weird because,
Hornet.
You know, Green Arrow is DC.
The Hornets.
But yeah, as you know, DC said, you know what? You guys are way better. You guys are doing this thing way better than
they
us.
Do say that.
And you know what? We're just going to join forces.
DC?
So now DC Comics is now Marvel.
DC stands for dumb it. Comics. Mm. They're like the dumb ones.
They joined forces.
Yeah. So they finally, after that's Batman right. v Superman failed, that's why you do see Green Arrow at the end.
So there you go. Yeah. That's really all I have to
Thanks
say.
Thanks for spoiling it.
All right. And people, they will say,
hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did. Here we go.
Oh, man. Somebody texted us. They said, my coworker spoiled Captain America within 30 minutes of the start of the workday yesterday.
That's the worst.
Hey, it's your fault for not going.
Ray from El Paso just chimed in and wanted to say congratulations to Tam for being pregnant. So,
Ray,
congratulations.
I'm not pregnant. I literally am not even... I'm not...
You're just not pregnant.
What not talking
actually,
anymore.
I apologize. I apologize for interrupting that. I really wanted to know where you were going.
Not me. I'm glad you stopped.
It's just a big no. I mean, that's really all it is. I say it every week. Ray, you need to listen a little harder.
Ray.
She is...
listen, Ray.
Baby registry's at Target if anybody wants to go get her.
Did you guys register
can't
at Best
even
Buy?
Do this anymore. Yeah, actually, Tones is saying that we are taking gift cards. So, we
can't say that. Okay.
We are happy to
take. All right, we have to
I
go
love
to break.
Cold stone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. That's not allowed.
Damn.
Can you delete that?
Those weird pregnant cravings, man.
Stop it.
No, I just, okay.
Dump it. Ice cream is what I meant.
When we come
say.
Back, more with Tam. New Music Tuesday continues. Don't go anywhere.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please.
We'll be right back.
Fair warning, the Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump already naming New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to lead his transition team.
William Shallert, the actor, has died.
Steph Curry will be named MVP again.
The nationwide price of a gallon of gasoline jumped 9 cents over the past 2 weeks.
Severe weather parts of the U.S., including Texas and Oklahoma, Arkansas and Louisiana, as they clean up tornado damage in Colorado.
In New York, it's just a test. They're releasing a harmless gas into the subway system. The Department of Homeland Security will track how it moves so they know more if there is ever a bioterrorism attack.
A Mississippi law allowing opponents of same-sex marriage to deny service on religious grounds is now being challenged in court by the ACLU as a violation of the constitutional right to equal protection.
Lawsuit filed by the state of North Carolina against the U.S. Justice Department accuses the federal agency of baseless and blatant overreach in its challenge to the state's controversial new law that eliminates protections for LGBT people.
What's happening, guys? What's you doing out there? 9:39.
High today of 76 degrees. Let's see here.
That's crazy. At what time will it be that?
Forever. Yeah. No accidents to report right now. But lots of road construction, guys. You guys be careful this morning. Sure, look at traffic.
Quality Tam Tuesday. And I believe she has...
update!
An injury update for us.
I have a report. This is Tamra.
Yeah, hey Tam.
Tamerica.
Tamerica.
I wanted to let you guys know that I'm okay. Thanks for checking in on me.
Mm-hmm.
I we're doing some service work with some of our discipline leaders, section leaders, if you will. We went over to this wonderful little precious lady's house, and she's from New Orleans. New Orleans?
Nolens.
How do you say it? Nolens?
Nolens.
That's pretty much how she said it, actually. Very good. And we decided to clean her yard, and, you know, we took a tree stump out. That's Stephen Christian. Wow. He really can hack away at that trunk.
He's a hacker.
So the rest
goes
of the team...
goes by the name Zero Cool.
Our section leaders went. It was
hashtag
great.
Hashtag hack the planet.
We had a great time. And you guys are probably wondering... Tamra, what is that gash on the inside of your wrist?
Oh, no.
Well, that's right.
Like, well, you got a Band-Aid on it.
You do? So
Dex.
Nobody would have known.
Dex. Know.
And it's skin-colored.
Dex. It's a Band-Aid because it's gotten a little bit better, okay? Before, there was gauze. It was wrapped.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
You know?
Let me look at it.
And, you know, I was breaking a tree in half. I'm just going to say it. There it is. I broke the tree in half.
Tear off the Band-Aid.
And I'm going to show you guys, okay?
Oh, please tell me you got a video.
Is this on the webcam?
Yeah.
Ready?
No, it's not at all, but sure.
Ready? There it is.
Let me see.
No!
That, it doesn't,
no! Steve-O? No! No, no talking for Steve-O. It's bad. You can hardly stomach it, is what Steve-O's thinking.
Tam, you're a baby.
He can hardly stomach it. And so
you got a mosquito bite and started scratching it, and it, like, rubbed raw? Is that what it was? I'm sorry, I missed the story. I was so focused on your non-injury.
Hey, listen,
Tam. I missed everything you
said. As a feminist, I am offended because you're weak, girl.
I'm so...
You're just weak.
Woo! You know, it does hurt more than it looks.
Well, obviously, Tam, you know, you are at risk. Pregnancy will cause, like, brain farts and stuff like that. So I wanted to help you. I just found out daily maternal consumption of artificially sweetened beverages during pregnancy was linked to a 0.20 unit rise in infant body mass index. So just so you know, you probably shouldn't be drinking artificially sweetened beverages because...
Hey, that's crazy.
Exactly. So I'm trying to help you out.
No.
I don't want your baby to be all chubs.
I'm not.
So, two, congratulations. We're very happy for you.
I love those little chunky babies. They're so cute.
I know. I can't wait to see your little chunky baby.
No, I'm not pregnant. But, guys, this, though, is true. I'm still off caffeine, still going strong.
That's good. Mm. That's good.
Speaking of pregnancy, like a bitter, bitter black honey, so are children to the existence of a parent. And that's the new song we've got to Thrice. It's called Black Honey.
It's good stuff right here.
Tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/star88FM.
New music from Thrice. Black Honey. New Music Tuesday. What are they saying?
Man, they're loving it.
Sounds poisonous.
Even Chrissy commented. That's right.
Right.
Chrissy.
My bride came out of like... Like, she normally can't come out in sunlight. Like, the coffin was, like, open, Steve-O. And then she just,
she has
like,
to shift her shape first. Shift her shape.
She's detoxing. Leave her alone.
Oh, my gosh.
Detoxing?
Her underarm stuff.
Oh, I'll be dead. If I'm dead at 10:05, it's because after the show.
Punch him right in.
I love that woman.
The only person. The only person that doesn't like it is Joel Benigni.
Well...
And maybe Bill Peterson, not sure.
Thank you so much, Starmy. Contributing to the show, to New Music Tuesday, which is being brought to you by Jason Mills at Calvary Knob Hill. Thank you, Jason Mills.
I don't understand. Why?
You don't need to know.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, pool boy?
Pool boy.
Been super busy, man. This is the first time I listened to you this week, so
man,
I mean, I barely caught the end of it. I just wanted to say congrats to Tam for having to, you know, be pregnant.
Yeah, again. Very nice. Yeah.
I just, you know.
So I hope everything goes well.
Thanks, keep praying, man.
It's Connie.
All right, man. I gotta go. I love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Literally, I'm not even pregnant.
That's okay if you don't want to tell people.
I'm not.
We're just the worst people to share secrets with because we'll tell them.
What's up with it? Let me ask you this. What's your budget? That's your look at trap.
Boom.
Gentlemen, that's right.
You know what I'm really excited about?
Talk to us.
I'm pumped to introduce my cousin who's moving here from Texas. She's graduating. I'm going to a graduation next weekend.
Cool.
And she's precious as ever. Just precious as ever. I mean, you know, I told her, I said, you're moving from that Texas, what is it? You know, the Tex.
The panhandle.
What do they call those people in Texas? She's going to be a West Tex moving to Tex-Mex is what she's really going to do.
You were proud
and
of that,
it's gonna
weren't you?
And it's going to be really good. It's going to be really good, but I'm a little nervous to introduce her to you guys.
Why?
Because I feel like you guys are going to, well...
Convince her that you're
corrupt
pregnant.
Corrupt?
Defile is, you know...
Defile is a strong
not defile,
Old Testament
maybe
word.
Yeah, I'm like, you need to go back to, like, Webster's
just back
and,
to corrupt.
And read the definition of that before
I
you
won't,
say stupid about things.
Corrupt?
I'm sorry.
Corrupt would have been better.
Yeah. I mean, I'm...
The defile.
Let's go
embolden
back.
Her to think for herself.
Why
I don't know.
We have just gone with simple insult terms.
On a better note...
I feel like that would have been great.
On a better note, what I'm thrilled about...
No one will be defiled, Tam.
Is that you guys will be able to open her eyes to a whole new world. And I am pumped for this.
I just wish
she's
you would
start
go.
Listening. She's going to start listening to the station, and what? She's going to have a whole other outlook on life, and I am thrilled about it.
Every really time you talk, I hear that sound that plays when Pac-Man dies.
No. Yeah. That's so funny.
It's true.
Though.
It's so true.
Truly. So when I introduce you guys, I need you guys to put on your, you know.
Game faces.
Your game right. face.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just do it. Just, you know.
Okay.
Be who you are.
All right.
I mean it. She's moving here in 1 week.
Hey, you do you, boo.
There you
okay.
go.
You do you.
All right. All right.
Sad.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Sad turn of
did
events
we,
today in the morning.
Did
invasion.
We finish up the headlines this morning?
We got a couple more if you want to get back
you
into
know, just,
it.
Just a couple more.
Playing that intro music.
All right, let's do that.
No. President Obama signed the National Bison Legacy Act yesterday. So now, guys, the bison is America's national mammal.
That's right, man.
Wait.
You know? Kick
hey,
back a good old American.
And I can't eat bison anymore?
Ride a bison?
You still can. It's just now it's a full-on American bison.
Okay.
There you
one
go.
Day the guy it's not illegal or anything. Like, I can't eat a bald eagle. So.
You should never want to eat a bald eagle, you weirdo.
I mean, I don't want to.
That's against
to.
The law.
That's very
I, right,
against
that's my
the
point,
law.
Is I was wondering
eagle.
If this
that's
was
a,
one of
the
those...
the American bird. Okay? That is one, the American bird.
My, who are you?
Well, you know, buffalo wings aren't really made from my, buffalo, right?
Down a buffalo!
I mean, did you know that?
I
like,
love bison.
B-dubs is a lie. It's actually just chicken.
It should be called
chicken. It should be chicken wild wings.
Chicken wild wings.
Chicken dubs.
According to a new study, the best state to retire in.
Las Cruces, New Mexico.
That's
Farmington, New Mexico.
Everything is wrong. South Dakota, followed by Iowa and Minnesota.
Not
Florida.
Florida
didn't even make the top 10.
Yeah, stay out of Florida.
Stay out of Florida.
I always heard that like Las Cruces, New Mexico was like a retirement crazy.
I liked it.
It's just hot.
When we visited, I loved Las Cruces.
It's okay.
I did.
So did I.
Okay.
We didn't visit down there.
ESPN is making some changes to their NFL coverage for next season. They're reportedly dropping Ray Lewis and Chris Carter, and they are adding Randy Moss. Matt Hasselbeck and Charles Woodson are also joining ESPN.
What?
Who's my favorite guy? The one that had the eye infection the whole Olympics last time?
Oh, that's Costas.
Man, I love that guy.
You love Bob Costas?
Oh, yeah. Me and Chrissy.
I can't.
Me and Chrissy
dude,
have
Chrissy.
Bob Costas t-shirts.
I like Costas.
And when he comes on, we're like,
stop
Bob,
talking.
Bob, Bob, Bob,
Chrissy.
Bob, Bob.
He kind of puts me to sleep because I grew up watching him.
Who is he?
So
he
kind of puts
worst.
Me to sleep.
He's Chrissy's
favorite.
Can you
guys tell me who this guy is?
Yeah, he's
4 foot three.
Favorite.
He's never played a professional sport in his life.
But he's in the Olympics?
No. Christina Almay Peter's favorite.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Her middle name is Almay. Sad news. Sad news. Name. And this really is sad. Steve Carell's mom died the day before Mother's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Hey, that's the way to crash us into the ground on
well,
that
you
one.
Were going somewhere I didn't want to go.
Goodness
wow.
gracious.
He just had to, ground us there.
She was 90 years pains. Old. Oh, 90 gosh. Years old. And he tweeted a photo of them together and said, quote, love you, mom. That,
wait.
That sucks.
Steve Carell's mom was 90?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Well, Steve Carell's 84.
Yeah, he
one
is.
Day before.
A plane made an emergency crash landing on a California rooftop. Maybe that'll happen today. While we're standing on the rooftop.
We are going to a rooftop.
It's
going to
be so hot up there. Pomona, California. A single engine plane in California lost power in mid-flight, and the pilot was able to make an emergency crash landing on a roof.
That's pretty.
Of a building.
It's pretty
thank
boss.
Goodness.
That's all. It reminds me. Did you hear when we had Congressman Steve Pierce in?
I didn't.
Do you know what he's doing right now?
No.
Flying a single engine plane around the world.
That's
he's doing
cool.
It, he's doing it in segments.
My dad was going to do that. He started in Texas. He made it to New Mexico and crashed and died.
Okay.
Okay.
But
I don't.
Like
I don't
political leanings
like
aside, his story of how he was flying and like the lessons he's learning from it were pretty incredible. I think we had a couple people chime in.
He's
like,
amazing.
Steve Pierce sucks, but
he's incredible. Political, really?
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh wow.
Political stuff aside,
know.
It was a great interview.
Gosh.
It was pretty fun.
That must be so hard, like being in a public spotlight where people just who flat out don't know you chime in regularly talking about how much you suck. That'd be really hard. I can't imagine working
can't
in that kind of
having
environment.
Your name
you just have
chance.
To have some like thick skin.
Literally
just, like,
walking into that
maybe
every
maybe not
day
read the text line
okay.
ever.
Of your life.
Yeah.
In a new national poll, Donald Trump was less popular than lice, Nickelback, and root canals.
Wow.
But he was more popular than cockroaches and hemorrhoids.
Okay.
Except among women.
Hmm. Okay, you made up that last part.
Nope. Also, in my final,
was that a joke? Were
final,
you joking just now?
The end news story of today. I can't wait to read it because
don't
it reminds me of Tam.
Win the day.
How old are you?
I ain't
29?
Saying.
23.
28.
18. Six and a half.
Pointing at you, Tam. How old are
yep,
you?
Yep, you're getting
six.
Close.
16.
30? Are you 30?
I am
26.
30. Say 30.
22.
I'm 31.
31. Okay. A 30-year-old woman named Tam.
Mm-hmm.
I wish. Was rescued from a baby swing.
What?
Oh
wait.
My God.
What?
To add insult to injury, they had to cut this gal free using hydraulic cutting equipment.
Which explains the cut on my arm.
She is not thought to have suffered any physical injuries, but her pride took a bit of a beating.
Poor girl.
A bit.
I guess her mom used artificial
weird.
Sweeteners in her drinks.
And her pocket might take some pain as well if someone decides to charge her for the damaged swing. She got caught up in a baby swing.
Bad weed whacker.
Dude, you never know when those charges are going to hit, man. We still haven't even been billed for the surgery, and I'm just keep every day praying, Lord, not today.
I understand something.
Lord, not today.
How come they say that we have insurance?
Who?
Because I thought insurance was like you got to go to the doctor and they never charged you for anything.
Oh, no,
it's
no,
like
no.
a credit card.
No,
you know
it's
how
pretty,
you use like
yeah.
you get a credit card and you
yeah,
never have to pay
yeah,
for anything again.
Our
and then when the one
now,
runs out, you put that
yeah.
one on a different credit
not
card.
Not so
you
much.
I would revisit that. Again.
Not only
cool
did it change us last year, I know someone would be like, no, it's way better.
No.
No.
But you get to change
dude.
Your name when you use too many credit cards.
That's not
you, get to you can live in a new place.
No.
It's yeah. incredible.
I would revisit all of that. Just
yeah.
all of that.
Just
whole...
I kind of, yeah.
Do you want you guys
nope.
want to go out for lunch
all
on me?
Of the, on
I
you.
I can't
yeah.
fathom.
Let me look through
we'll,
my wallet.
We'll do an over-under on what you guys think
I've got
Brody's
like,
hospital
I got
bill
like
would be.
I'm going to bed.
Oh, my gosh.
Going to be a few thousand.
Guys, for three
it's
more.
Time to go.
Yeah.
It's time to get out of here.
Looking forward to that day.
Tam, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having
just
me.
Great seeing, just great seeing you.
Just great being
just
here.
Just great
being here.
If you missed any of the show this morning, hit us up at star88.fm. Go to the Morning Invasion page. Go to iTunes. Go to Google Play.
Say hey to me on Facebook and
yeah.
Instagram.
There looking forward to Quality Tam Thursday.
And now that's that right. I've got a Twitter, I reactivated it. Hello.
I
don't know how to use it.
You.
Don't know how to use it, but I'm going to get there.
That. Those pictures were public, actually.
Follow me and teach me how.
That went out to everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yep. This Morning Invasion was, it's brought to you by Jason Mills. Rest in peace, my
he's not.
He's alive, and he's alive, and I'm not pregnant. There's two things that need to be known.
I meant that hopefully he's getting rest.
Yeah,
because
he
literally
here
take
at,
a nap.
He was here at 3 a.m. Yeah,
by rest in peace, he means in like okay. literally take a nap.
We gotta go. Love you guys.
Miss you.
that's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.